Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. But it's entertaining. Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hathui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com. Kenny, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man.
It's the Conti and Kenny Show, Arrogance and Alcoholism. The phone number. I think we're still just doing Skype tonight. I don't think we have the new number yet. The Skype is NPN Studios.
And of course, open your window and scream at the top of your stupid lungs.
Why? What are you talking about?
To get in touch with us.
Oh, yeah. If you want to go in the chat, it's morelikeradio.com/live. And if you want to listen on your phone, I understand that you're listening, but this is for people that are in podcasts and they want to check out the show live. You can listen on a TuneIn app. Just go to your phone, get the free app. It's called TuneIn, and then search More Like Radio, and you can just listen to us live, of course, 7 to 10 every Monday night. And our Twitter account. The show is at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. And of course, like our Facebook page and all that kind of shit. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I'm hanging in beautiful Missouri.
Now you're in Missouri, right?
Now I'm in Missouri, yeah.
And when are you going to be back, bro?
Short stop over the weekend, and I'm off to Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. So when are you going to be back?
I'll probably be doing this week, and then one more, and then I'll be home for a while.
Because, you know, I got to tell you, I can't do it with fucking Champagne Mike anymore. You got to give me a hand. I mean,
yeah,
oh, Mike's here.
Yeah. Lindsay's showing up.
Yeah. No, man, it's, you know, it's working out. It's working out okay with the Skype. We got the little glitches, you know, taken care of. So, you know, but it will be nice for you when you get back in the studio, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's not the same, but we're getting you by.
Know, you're just Mr. You're Mr. Businessman now, you know? Do you walk around with a suit and stuff and like a hat like it is in the 50s? Like you always wear a suit?
What am I, fucking Clark Kent?
I don't know. I mean, maybe with a tie? No?
No, not at all. Okay.
All right, I'm just checking. What's wrong with
your
mic?
I wear regular guy shirts.
No? Yes?
There we go.
Hello.
Sorry?
Okay.
Yeah, we're just testing Mike's mic. Yeah, so what part of Missouri are you in, man?
I'm in Springfield.
Where's that? Isn't it true there's a Springfield in every state in America? Oh.
There's a lot of them. They had that contest for, whatchamacallit, The Simpsons a bunch of years ago. But it's your basic Midwestern town. Bunch of honkies.
Yeah.
Much more country than a Houston.
If really?
You go,
really? Yeah. I thought Texas would be all country.
No. Houston is very metropolitan. Once you go on the outskirts, like here, Houston's huge. This is a smaller town, mm-hmm. and once you you can go, I would say probably about 3 or 4 miles one way from my hotel, and you're in like cows and shit.
And what's the big town near you, like the city that everybody would know?
Branson, Missouri.
Oh, Branson.
Never heard of
it. Yes. You never heard of Branson, Missouri?
No.
Branson, Missouri is notorious where there's all theaters and people who do shows. Yakov Smirnoff has like a theater there where he's been performing. That's like, it's like this weird place where like Bob Nelson, the comedian Bob Nelson,
yeah.
had a place in Branson, Missouri, where 5 nights a week you work, 6 nights a week, and you have your own theater and you make your money. And it's like well known. Like people go there from all across the country to go and check out. I don't know what else there is besides just these theaters, but yeah, that's right there.
It's I'm 45 minutes away, and all the hotels and like you go into like diners or whatever, and they all have like those boards with like pamphlets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's jam packed with you know, the Oak Ridge Boys or this country band, this lady singer, this fucking mm-hmm. review.
So you haven't left your room since you've been there?
What? Say that again.
So you haven't left your room since you've been there?
I'm not going to see the fucking.
I hear you,
Branson. Yeah, there's nothing in Branson that I would watch except a fucking bus full of old women crash into a bridge embankment.
Oh, that's very nice of you, dude. You think you've been on the road a little too long, my friend.
Yeah, I gotta get home.
Yeah, you knew. You do. Are you in the chat?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Good. That's all I want to know.
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, Branson. It really is.
It's the. It's like Austin, Texas is supposed to be really hip, like a Nashville or a Memphis, like music scene wise, maybe even better.
Okay.
Than, you know, or equal to a Nashville. Branson is basically all the people that couldn't make it to Austin or Nashville.
Okay.
You know, it really is milquetoast whitey. There's nothing cutting edge. There's nothing. Just picture, you know, those Baptist, those Southern pastors, you know, they sing the songs, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, and they have that certain voice.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's
all the people that watch them go to Branson on the weekend.
Okay. So it's, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's that true Bible Belt population.
Scrambler in a chat room says it's early bird Vegas. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's probably it, man. Like Vegas.
That's a fucking good way to put it.
Yeah, where there, you know, it was like Vegas when they just had ranch houses and there wasn't an elevator to be found. That's what Branson.
It's all the early, you know, the stuff that shows at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
Before the buffet.
Yep.
And then they go in diabetic coma and pass out. But that's right, yeah. Early bird Vegas, good one.
Very cool, man. So I'm looking forward to you get back, man. I just, it'll be nice for you to be in studio doing the show so we can finally get rid of Mike. And I know he can't hear me. Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it. I figured if he's texting on his phone, he's not going to be able to hear me. So.
Telling people to get onto the show. And now I'm changing it. Don't go on the show.
You're saying, dude, don't go on the show.
Go
watch Monday.
What's the link? There's no link.
Go Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw seems like a good idea.
That's what, dude, you realize that's what we compete with? And tonight we're competing with Game 5 of the World Series, which is one of the weirdest World Series I think there's been in a while. Have you been watching it, Kenny? I'm sure you have.
Absolutely. I'm in Missouri, not very far from St. Louis itself. Yes,
so it must be pretty, pretty crazy out there with all the classy St. Louis Cardinal fans, because they're like real true baseball fans, because they cheer the opponents when they do good, and they don't throw the ball back when an opponent hits a home run. It's like, you know what? I don't like douchebag fans, but don't be that courteous and that polite, you know? You can boo the opponent, you know?
Because the Jets fans are so courteous.
The only time a St. Louis fan runs onto the field is to give the foul ball back to the umpire.
Or help out cutting the in center field.
It's like a field full of Richard Cunninghams.
Yeah, exactly. But what do you think?
Guy, you're going to need this, the foul ball.
Dude, two of the weirdest endings to, let alone a regular baseball game, but to a World Series game.
Right, right.
Game 3 was the... was the play at home plate, and then they called the guy safe because he was tripped by the third baseman who was already on the ground at the time or something.
Yeah.
And they called him safe, and that was the go-ahead. That was the winning run in, like, the bottom of the ninth. And then last night, they had a one out. No, was it one out or two outs? I think it was two outs.
It was two outs, tying run on first. With one of their Carlos Beltran, who is one of the best hitters in postseason, up with the chance to, you know.
Tying run was at home.
Yeah, tying run was at home.
So the first, the guy in first, they put, like, you know, a pinch runner in, like some fast dude.
Yeah, well, they had a guy. This guy Alan Craig was the guy he had a double two nights ago. Or something like that, and he was the one that scored on the obstruction play. And he has he pretty much has a broken foot, but he can hit. He's one of the best hitters on the team. So the guy nails a hit last night. They have no pinch runners or anything like that. The guy comes around to, you know, gets obstructed, comes around to score, lays on the floor because he's in massive pain. So last night, in a show of, like, The Natural, you know what I mean, or Kirk Gibson back in the 80s.
Right.
The guy hobbles up to home plate with two outs in the bottom of the ninth and smashes a base hit on one leg.
It's crazy.
Actually smashes it to the wall, but he couldn't run, so he couldn't get to second base. He was hobbling, so he just stayed at first, and then they got a pinch runner, Wong, who is a bench player who looks like a Puerto Rican guy with the name Wong.
Is he really?
It's really weird. Great. Yeah, he looks Puerto Rican. You know how some Puerto Ricans have kind of weird, kind of Chinese-ish looks a little bit, maybe sometimes?
I guess.
Maybe.
You have the squinty eyes, like he's saying.
Yeah,
he looks like he could be a little Filipino.
Like some of them could look like they're American Indian, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But his last name is Wong, and he's a little tan speedster.
And
is that
dude,
that's not inappropriate, is it?
Tan speedster.
That's probably the most politically correct thing I've ever heard you say, or anyone even say.
He's a tan speedster.
Yeah,
he also likes to run around at night and steal cars and stab people. Well, no,
yes.
That might be a little bit racist.
But the thing is, what they said was, "Hey, listen, you're on first base. His run doesn't even count." Like, it doesn't matter because it's about the other guy. So it doesn't matter if he can get an extra jump or whatever. So he's sitting there, and I only saw the highlights. I didn't watch the game. I was still mourning my Jets, shitting the bed and being embarrassed by a professional football team. And, you know. And, dude, he's like, looks like he's dangling around like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, like, not steal second, but try to throw the guy off, and then he gets thrown out at first base.
What happened is he lost his concentration. He was moving away from the bag.
Yep, and then he slipped for a half a second.
Yeah, and then he was, to get back. And then the guy just snuck up on him. You know, he wasn't trying to steal. Right. He was trying to get a lead.
He was trying to get a lead. He was like, dude, you just sit there.
Yeah, like, because you can't. Go ahead, go ahead.
No. I was just saying, just sit there like a dummy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can't. It's like the golden rule. You can't make the third out like stealing or trying to make a third out at third base. You know, you can't get picked off on the final out. You can take chances before that, but with two outs, you just fucking sit your Chinese Puerto Rican ass on that base and wait for Beltran to blast it into the seats.
You might not be politically correct right now.
You half-breeded weirdo.
Shit, man. Yeah, so we have that going on tonight. This Raw, this WWE Raw, this wrestling thing, which is on every Monday night. And I'm realizing it now because now I'm starting to look at what we're, you know, because, of course, more people listen in podcasts than they do live. But it's like between the Raw and now and Monday Night Football, it's not that popular in a sense where people who really love football, like, you know, they have to watch every game, or if you're betting on the game, or if you're in fantasy football. But I don't think Monday Night Football is as booming as, like, Sunday. People get enough fucking football on Sunday. But now you got, like, Monday Night Football, World Series, and WWE tonight. So I think the chat room might be a little bit bare tonight.
Raw is also the medical condition that most of Raw fans have on a Monday night because they have no girlfriends.
Right, exactly. And chafing hands. Yeah. So
I feel mean today. I don't know why.
That's because you are. Have you noticed?
Yeah, when have you been nice?
Kenny's usually very nice, but...
It's the suit he's been wearing all day.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm just cabin fever. I got to get home.
Yeah, before we get into any heavy shit... I got just want to remind people we have the Conti Kenny stickers, and if you want to get a sticker or a few, just email us ContiandKenny@AOL.com. Let us know how many you want, and we'll send them out to you. All right, just send us your address, and we'll send them out to you. And also check out Conti Kenny Shorts, the best of podcasts we're doing. Just go to ContiandKenny.com, and you can find shorts on the browser bar up top, and you can check out. We got 8 so far. They're all between 20 and 30 minutes, and they're a little best of podcasts in case you got ADD and you can't listen for 3 hours. You can get a little taste of the show. And the latest one, number 8, features our pal Otto from Otto and George Again. So that usually gives us a little extra boost in numbers. And that's about it. So, dude, I don't, you fucking, you know what, Mike, you know what he does? He sends me text messages at like 3:45 in the morning to let me know certain things that he wants me to remind him. So in other words, Kenny's had a few pops in him. He's the captain. So he's like, you know, I have to contribute to the show. So he sends me text messages and, you know, unless I... You know, I got to copy and paste them and put them in my notes because, you know.
Is it psychobabble or is it actual?
It's not complete psychobabble, but, like, you know, he'll send me texts like, hey, we got to talk about Blackfish. Okay. All right. You know, like, but the only reason I knew
and
is because.
Stop smacking your thigh like I'm a little kid.
What do you mean?
I heard you smack.
He
your
did.
Thigh.
He did.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. He did it again. That's great.
you
caught him.
Really making me feel like a child.
That's a good call.
That's because you are. But anyway, the
I've had enough of this fucking guy.
And it's great when he did that. He did slap his thigh.
Yeah, I did.
I heard him.
And then he gives me another one where he says, "Listen, I gotta." Oh, I talked to him on Friday night. And, of course, when you talk to Kenny after 11 o'clock on a Friday night, Kenny's a little, you know, a little ripped up. And he's like, just remind me, Candlewood Coffee Station. I got a story. Candlewood Coffee Station. So I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about, but I
still don't know what the hell fucking Blackfish is.
I know, because I know what Blackfish is. Okay. What is Candlewood Coffee Station, Kenny? Go ahead. I'm curious to hear what this story's about.
It's very fast.
Okay.
But I found it was something that I walked into. Remember when I told you the story with the whatchamacallit, the bodybuilder in the pink shorts.
Ah, yes.
Remember that? Okay. Different Candlewood, all right? That was Houston. This was Missouri.
Now, Candlewood, explain to everybody, is a hotel chain.
No, I'm sorry. It was before I left. It was right before I left. Candlewood's an extended stay. So you go downstairs, and they have a little snack bar in the same room with the washer and dryer. Next to it is the gym. So you go down there. You can get a muffin. They have complimentary coffee with all the condiments.
Okay.
Your sweet and lows and stirrers and everything. Mm-hmm, and they have the creamers, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have your flavored creamers. Coffee's free. So I go down there probably about 3 o'clock in the morning. No one's ever around. And out of nowhere, I'm not expecting anyone to be there. I walk in because I want to get a water and a banana nut muffin.
Okay.
And what you do, it's the honor system. In the South, you have a little piece of paper, and it says, all right, from shelf one is $2. So you check off one item from the $2 shelf. You put your room number, and you sign it, and you stick it in this little 1910 voting booth thing. You know what I mean? Like a little slot.
Right.
Or an Afghani presidential election.
Yeah, okay. So they're on the honor system there?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's in the South. It's the honor system.
Why are they so trusting with each other, but they don't like black people? I don't get it. They're so trusting down there. Like, there's no honor system in Jersey. Yeah. There's no honor system up here. It's not happening. You know, they won't even let you take the top something off the top row if you're winning at the carnival or something. But go ahead. I'm dying to hear this. Go ahead.
All right. So I walk in, and immediately I turn to my right, and that's where the muffin and the water is, and I got to fill out my thing. But as I'm getting closer to the door to walk in, I can hear something tumbling in the dryer. Right, and the light's on. It has a timer light. So I'm like, okay, someone's doing laundry. But I don't expect anyone to be in there. They don't wait for the laundry. They dump it off and go back to the room for 45 minutes.
Right.
I walk in. I take a hard right. And there's two, I don't know, I would say 20-year-old black girls in big giant, like you would see 20-year-old black girls' butts in boy shorts. And they're standing next to the coffee station doing shooters of flavored creamer.
Really?
I'm dead serious. And I
Excuse
walk up
me
and I'm
while
like,
I whip I could, this out.
I can see them, and they're going, and I swear to God, I wrote it down. Them shits is good. And I don't know if she was eating the vanilla, you know, the pumpkin spice or the French vanilla, but she's like, them shits is good. Poof. Not even one. They were going through the whole fucking wicker basket full.
Really?
Yeah, as I'm trying to, like, get my muffin and my water, I had to walk around them to my left to get the water, and then to the right to muffin, and then had to write down the honor system thing. They must have slugged 6 or 7creamers. And then there was no creamer left in the basket.
Just the creamer?
Just like, the creamer.
Like, they're now, not mixing can't... it with, like, alcohol? They're just sucking the cream out?
No, it's in the honor system. I mean, there are cameras.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stepped on you.
No, not at all. I'm just laughing at it.
Oh, there are cameras
right.
in the whatchamacallit, but all you have to do is fake like you were writing something down and put it in the basket. You know what I mean? They don't zoom in.
Oh, fuck you.
Of course. Yeah.
They could have had
these
Klondike
black girls
bars.
Are eating creamers. Get them. Love, Kenny.
Yeah, they could have had Klondike bars. They could have had, all kinds of different pastries and whatnot and just faked it. But no, instead they're woofing down, room temperature creamer. It was the fucking weirdest thing I ever saw. I walked out of there and I'm like, did I just fucking see that?
I could see that doing like 12.
I love me some brown sugar.
I've seen kids suck like it looks like a little bucket in like, when you go to a diner or something like that and you get the creamer. I've seen a kid suck on suck the cream out of there like one, but they're just sitting there sucking the brown juice out of it this is what they're doing, this is their weekend right there.
I mean, it's not like milk.
Were they Kenny, were they large girls?
Yes, they were not. Ugh. They were not like bada boom bada booms, but
they weren't petite.
No, they were full figured.
Yeah, they were full figured. He went back to politically correct.
Yeah, you know, real quick.
Real quick, man.
To shines to that. Real nice, Kenny. Real nice.
What was that?
Huh?
What happened?
What?
What'd you say?
Who?
I'm just trying to...
I thought that's what Kenny said.
No.
Oh.
And it wasn't like they were all like out of control either. It was just very kind of matter-of-factly. Like, them shits is good.
Well, I can't see, you know? I can't see you getting out of control drinking creamers, you know? I mean, what's going to happen? Are they going to go into a diabetic coma? Like,
yeah, Kenny, you're like so far away, too. You could talk to any girl and she could be a slob and nobody would know.
Yeah, you could just tell them that you're a friggin', I don't know, a doctor. And
yeah, I mean, you could have the creamer girls come back to your room and cream on them. You know, you can have a good time.
I could do it.
Words from a wise man, Kenny.
Or I could be.
You don't have any of your friends to make fun of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could be anally raped by a bodybuilder in a pink.
But he wouldn't lie, though.
What's that?
Kenny wouldn't lie, though. Like, if he brought a pig back to the room, he would tell everybody that he banged the pig. You know?
Oh, he wouldn't lie to us?
Yeah, he's not a fibber.
I don't think so, but.
I don't think
so. He may not. I don't know. Would you divulge if you.
Absolutely, because the level of my choice level, I would never go under a certain number from 1 to 10. You know what I mean?
So if it's 2:30 in the morning and you got dissed by a chick, you wouldn't do it?
I know what he's saying. He's saying, look, any girl that I would actually bang would be somebody that I would be able to say, yeah, I banged her.
Because
anybody that he wouldn't be able to say that because he would be embarrassed.
Hey, Kenny, what Marine Corps were you in?
Yeah, but listen, where that level is yet unknown. You know what I mean? It's not like I only bang okay girls. No, if I, you know, I'm not going to bang someone who has leprosy and tell you about it. Just, you know, those I'll keep my
good story
keep myself. But if something weird happens, where you know, whatchamacallit, you know, I wind up having a threesome with the creamer girls, you're going to get the story because it's a good story.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet you it depends on how good the story is. If it's worth telling.
I just don't know if Kenny would be down with the black girls, only because...
I hate black people or I hate Jews.
I'm just saying, I think Kenny's a little bit of a racist, so...
All right.
Wow. Kenny, you ever dated a black girl or anything?
Yeah. No, but I used to, where I used to work, she would come on her lunch break and service me, and it was probably the best I've ever had in my entire life. It is, by far.
Damn. Yeah. That's nice.
Yep. So on a lunch break, just, hey, how you doing? Let's go in the office.
I love me some brown sugar.
Nice.
You ever dated a black girl, John?
No, but I banged one or two that were back in my 20s, which is code for they were hookers.
Hookers, yeah.
Yeah. It was in his 20s, also in the 20s in Manhattan.
I broke the barrier in high school.
Really?
Yeah,
high school?
Yeah.
Nice.
She was half black and Indian. American. Not American. I mean Hindu Indian.
Really?
Yeah.
She was probably pretty good looking, man.
When you mix races, you
make some really good looking people.
Her boyfriend wasn't very good looking.
Well, he probably wasn't too happy either,
He was rather large, so it didn't go over too well.
No? Oh, he's a big black dude?
Yeah.
Oh, and
football
he found
player.
Out?
Yeah.
He found
older,
out?
Too. Like, freshman,
found out that you were tagging his girlfriend?
I didn't even tag her. That's the worst.
What, you just fooled around a little bit?
A little smooching here and there. And my other friend was smooching
really
at the same time. Yeah.
That means she really liked you.
It was a very awkward
when
time.
A girl's like down with like, you know, heavy, fooling around and, you know, doing, you know, like not just, you know, letting them bang them under the bleachers, but you're doing some stuff. That means the girl really liked you.
Yeah,
you know,
I was.
She
like
spending time with you.
I'm like a boyfriend.
Are you?
When I don't want to be the boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like everyone's like, oh, I want to date him because he's so nice. But I'm, you know.
Oh, I had... Dude, in high school, I had more girls would be like, oh, my God, if I didn't have a boyfriend.
Friend zone. Right?
Oh, constantly. But when they had a boyfriend, but when they didn't have a boyfriend, they didn't want one. So I was only the guy that they wanted when they had a boyfriend.
This dad was just to be nice to you, Joe.
Oh, of course. Of course they're full of shit. Of course they were full of shit. I had a girl tell me that every time she had a boyfriend. If I didn't have a boyfriend, I would totally bang you. And then when she didn't have a boyfriend, I never saw her.
I can't go out.
She fucking avoided
me. I can't go out.
She avoided me, man, like the plague. It's just stupid, man. They're just, you know, yeah. Whatever.
I love girls.
Yeah, they're fantastic. So,
yeah, I always avoided the friend zone just by sleeping around a lot. They knew what they were getting.
That's all I was in high school. I was the friend. I was the guy. I was that guy. I was the guy that they could talk to. I had more people come to me with their problems, and yeah. I was like, look, you feel like this because of this, 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 and this. And then, you know, and they were like, oh, you are just so, such a great dude, yeah. You know.
Big
and,
hug, right?
Oh, yeah, and it was hugs. Like, you know what, why can't my boyfriend be more like you?
Like you, yeah. He could Who be I'm going like back
me.
To.
He could be more like me. Let my... If you bang me, yeah. It'll be me.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Nah, they don't.
I've probably been in that situation, I would say, once or twice, you know what I mean, early on in high school, and then when it's happening to you, you don't realize it, but when you see it happening to somewhere else, someone else,
it's so obvious.
You're like, oh, Jesus, oh, guy.
It's like watching an explosion, but when you're in it, you don't even feel it, man. You're just like, you see it, and you're like, oh, it's blinding, and you're like, dude, you have to get out of there, man.
It's basically like seeing a movie scene where the friend buys her roses just as a. Whatchamacallit, token of his, you know, his like of her, you know what I mean? He mm-hmm. buys her roses or a CD, and they're standing at the bar of the, you know, the restaurant that they're at or bar that they went out to for her birthday, and he hands her the roses. He just says, you know, I'm happy birthday. I really think you're great. And she goes, oh, thank you. Turns right around, gets on her knees, and blows her boyfriend as the friend and the boyfriend make eye contact and stare at each other as she's globbing on him. And it's just, you're just like, oh my, you feel so bad.
It's the worst. That's like the song was The Last American Virgin. Do you remember that song? Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, early 80s? I don't know what happens in the end. I know he cries like a little
girl. Oh, it's the worst. It's fucking dude. It's him and his friend. And him and two friends. And he loves this chick really bad. And she ends up dating his friend. Who's a dick. Gets her pregnant. Right? And then it's like, doesn't want anything to do with her. So he fucking takes her and takes care of her, sells his shit, gets an abortion for her, hooks her up, right? And I don't know, but I think there was, because they made out, and they're kind of, I think they were insinuating that they had sex, but I'm not sure. And then fucking what happens? She invites him to her birthday party. So he's going to a birthday party, and he's got his fucking gift for her. And he's like, hey, and her house is filled with people. And he's waiting, and he's like, oh, he's looking for her. And they were like, oh, I think she's in the kitchen. He walks in the kitchen, boom, who's she there with? The fucking dude that got her pregnant. He turns around, walks out, gets in his car, and is crying, and then the credits roll. I'm like, really? That's how you ended?
That's
you
how know? It ended?
It had to come back. Dude, it should have ended with him coming back with a gun and shooting everybody in the fucking house.
Oh, I didn't know
but
that.
It didn't. He just fucking leaves. And she had this look on her face like, oh, I'm so sorry. And this dude was like, whatever, man. It was the fucking worst thing, man. And that dude was me. That was me in school, and they ended it with this song. this was the song they played.
So there's a lot of drives to this song, you crying anyway?
No, I don't give a shit anymore, you know? But
think about it this way. Even Forrest Gump got jerked off in the friend zone.
Oh, fucking Jenny? Oh, yeah, until she got AIDS. Then she came running to him. You know, it's like, oh, I'm all healthy, and I'm fucking every hippie in town. And now when she got nothing left, she's got his kid, and she's got the AIDS. Hey, what's up, Forrest? How you doing? Stick that big, fat, retarded meat stick into my vagina one more time. Come on, baby. One more time. Come on. Put that big fucking sloppy dick into my vagina.
They say retarded kids can't get it. It's only gay people. You're fine.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, you're fine. Don't worry.
Mongoloids have a certain gene that doesn't allow it to contract the AIDS virus.
I guess they don't want to get double jeopardy.
That's why they have the ability to hump ponies at any time, because there's no fear of trans.
I'm watching, and now we're making jokes, but I was watching a news story, and it was about this kid who's on the high school football team, and he's their water kid, and he's got Down syndrome, and he's there for 4 years, and he's a nice kid, and they all like him. So what do? The last game of the season, they let him suit up, right? Really cool. It was nice, right?
Yeah.
So they're fucking blowing the other team out, like 71-6. There's like 10 seconds left in the game. So what do? They let the kid come in. and they hand the ball off to him, and he runs for a touchdown, and the other team, out of courtesy.
Yeah, just let
him go. And, dude, I'm fucking sitting there going, this is the most fuck I started. Every time I watch, like, one of those slow kids or fucking retarded kids or kids with Down syndrome,
yeah,
and they all come together for them, I always get weepy.
No, I
always get teary-eyed.
That and the Chiefs
I make
get home,
the jokes, I'm just like, this is... I was by myself going, yeah, this is all right.
No, I hear you on that.
I'm sitting wiping a fucking tear out of my eye. I'm such a pansy, man.
Did you guys see the kid with Down syndrome who did an MMA fight? A legitimate MMA fight.
Like, for real?
Yeah. Fucking damn right. The all kid got a real fight.
Really?
The guy agreed to fight him, said, I'm not going to hold back, and he pounded the piss out of each other.
How did the kid do?
He did all right.
Now, was there a...
It wasn't fake at all. It was legit. They were punching the shit out of each other. It was like a draw. It wound up being a draw.
It was a draw.
Yeah. If I really look at it, I think maybe he held back a little bit.
Right.
But, no, he was punching. He was smashing his face.
Was that the outcome of the fight or the sound of his speech?
Mine or his?
Draw.
No, it was pretty cool,
though. I'm really mean today. I apologize.
No, don't apologize, dude. You're fucking hilarious,
man. I'm really out of balance, off color today a little bit.
That's all right.
But those things get me all the time, man. It's the Rudy syndrome.
I dare you as a human being, watch Rudy and at the end not get teary-eyed.
Well, I don't get teary-eyed because Rudy wound up being a thief and a fraud and is actually almost did jail time and got fined about $500,000.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't really buy into it. He did a huge fraud. He was actually taking money from people, like a Ponzi scheme.
Get out of here.
So Rudy can suck it. All right?
Yeah, but it's Sean Astin. Remember I had that dream about Sean Astin? Remember I had a dream about Sean Astin?
Yes,
I had some weird sexual dream about Sean Astin.
That's what I want.
Makes no fucking sense at all.
It makes plenty of sense, Joe.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm not a gay dude. I'm not a gay dude.
It's all about the friend
zone. If I was, I'd be fucking like totally cool with it, but I'm not. So it doesn't make any sense.
Scrambling in the chat room. So exactly how many abortions did you find in high school, Joe?
You know how many fucking boom boxes I had to sell in high school to pay for these abortions?
Joe, can we go on a date? Oh, by the way, I'm pregnant. Can you terminate my baby? Sure.
I'm going to buy you two tickets to Journey. Oh, you're sleeping with the guy I bought the tickets from.
Yes, dude, that's pretty much it, man. I mean, if you want to see it, it's an okay movie, but it's like from 1982, total 80s movie, but it's called The Last American Virgin. And if you're into sappy fucking 80s fucking movies, watch it, because it is cool because all three of them bang a hooker and they all get like gonorrhea vomiting.
He does, but he doesn't do it.
No, did he?
Mixing movies.
No, I think he did. Yeah, they all were.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Biloxi Blues and they all got crabs and the one guy didn't.
These guys, I think they banged. Yeah, they all banged her, but it was like such a sad. It was such a sad scene because they all banged her, but it was all reluctant. They were all like, they climbed on top of her like they were going to cover her like it was a grenade. And they were climbing on top of her to cover, you know, to take the impact. And it was just, but I mean, that shit was funny. Because it was just.
That's
really
how, you know, I'm not saying I'm a, you know, I did some things, but the hooker thing, I actually disgusted myself after the. Few time there.
Yeah, never I mean, it goes away after a while.
No,
like at first, you know, you feel
that
feel,
was the shame of shame.
Yeah, but after a while, it's like, you know what?
I gave her like $3 for doggy style, and I just stopped. I stopped and I walked away and I just had to leave.
Dude, man,
that was it. And I was 42 years old and I never did it again.
That's all right, man. Better late than never. Better late than never.
I had, you know, that's it. Right. Enough.
What do you think? You want to take a break, Ken?
Sure.
We gotta come back and talk about Dave Herman, all right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Let's and we got a lot of other stuff to talk to. We may even have maybe a guest coming in to hang out with us. So let's take a break. You're checking out the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no.
God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not as painful as that. Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com. The Conti and Kenny Show.
Well, that's where they started, yeah. But a priest biting another priest's ear off?
Colorado Dickett said, did you see the dude in Texas who beat the minister to death with an electric guitar? You hear about that?
An electric? What do they don't have? What do they have, a slide guitar down there? They don't have electric guitars down there?
It was Monsignor Hendrix who did it. Wow. I just made that up. Thanks, Colorado Dickett.
Father Clapton. Goes ape shit.
Brother Becht.
Friar Ray Vaughan goes ape shit in church. Now that's a big news.
Oh.
Rabbi Little Richards.
That's where we go with Keith Richards.
Father Van Halen. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, Eddie Van Halo.
Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
Sometimes we stink and you don't.
Shut up.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Two guys with regular-sized dicks. All right, we're back. It's Conti and Kenny Show. I am Joe Conti. Kenny is in Missouri. We got Champagne Mike here. And we also got a new friend to the show, our pal Rich Catino from Metal Asylum.
What's up?
So your website is metalasylum.com?
Net.
Oh, dot net.
Net, yeah.
What the hell is... Who's got .com?
Good question. I forgot. It's been a few years since I've had it, so I forgot.
Why don't we, after the show...
Right.
We'll take a ride, find out who has .com.
Take our business.
How come you're not coming on?
I have that. I'm .com.
Oh, you're the one that has it?
You're .com.
I just wanted to take it from you.
Yeah, but you...
I don't use it.
Taking care of business with you is completely different than what me and Rich were talking about. Because you're going to want us to do something else. We just want to beat the shit out of somebody to get a website.
Right? Oh, all right. I'll just give it to you.
Oh, okay, cool.
I just wanted to take it to be a dick.
Cool. So what's your website all about? I mean, of course, it's about metal music, but...
Right. We do news, interviews, concert reviews, album reviews.
Sweet.
The whole deal like that.
And how long you guys been, in existence?
10 years now.
No shit.
Yeah.
Now, was this a brainchild of yours, or?
Pretty much, yeah. I started with a couple people years ago, and then I've been doing it by myself. Well, I have other people that work with me. It's interchanged throughout the years. Different writers, and everybody's come and gone, so...
Fucking A, man.
Yeah.
It's metalasylum.net.
Yeah.
And heavy metal reviews, interviews. Cool, man. What's like the coolest interview you guys have gotten? Hate to put you on the spot. Or at least for you. Like, if you got to interview somebody, like to me, like, if I got to interview Dio, that would have been, like, my...
Right.
Like, holy shit. And even if it was just somebody, you know, you're like, dude, it was really cool to interview.
Well, I got to meet Dio.
Mine would have been Rick Springfield.
Would have been Rick Springfield. That's my sister.
Mine's Duran Duran. I didn't want to say it. Simon Lebon.
Duran 2, or what do they call him? Duran D2 or something.
D squared.
I think it's D squared. It's awful. But anyway.
Simon Lebon.
Right.
Sorry.
That's all right, man. Well, I met Dio.
Oh, no shit.
Met him with Sabbath, yeah.
I heard he was just such a cool dude.
Yeah.
Really was a
nice,
cool dude.
Very nice guy.
Fuck.
I got to go to Sony Records to listen to the Judas Priest Nostradamus album before it came out.
Get out of here.
That was nice. That
what,
was
like, cool a, like a, what do they call it?
Pre-listening.
Like pre-listening party or something like that?
Yeah, so that was really cool.
Sweet.
What else? I went to Yankee Stadium for the Big Four show. Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, and Slayer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was one of the few people that were able to photograph the bands.
Fucking hate,
so that
man.
That was huge.
This is
that
cool
was big.
Shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, he got to leave with Rob Halford's boyfriend.
What happened?
What'd you say?
He said he got to leave with Rob Halford's boyfriend. Wow, that's cool, man.
It's weird,
he was sitting in the listening session with me.
Yeah.
Ever since Rob Halford came out, and what's weird, when I was like 14, a friend of mine said... hey, you know Rob Halford's gay? And I go, and of course, you weren't thinking that because you didn't think of him as like a gay dude. You just thought of him as like this metal god.
Yeah.
And I go, why would you say that? He goes, I was backstage at the Priest concert and he had a t-shirt on that said, life is like a penis. When it gets hard, just fuck it. And I'm like, so that makes him gay? I think it makes him weird to have that shirt on, but that was like 14 or 15, and then like, 10 years later or whenever it was when he came out. But now, if you go back and listen to old Judas Priest songs...
Or you look at the old pictures, too.
Well, the old pictures, now it's obvious. Yeah. It's like, with the leather and that
some of them.
Aspect of that
gay
thing.
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
When you listen to the music, any sexual songs that they do
right.
is all ambiguous. It's never her, you know, like she did this and her. Right. It's always me, you, us. It's always where you just take it for what you mm-hmm. make of it, you know? But there are certain songs that I will cringe a little bit.
Which ones?
Eat Me Alive.
I was just going to say Eat Me Alive.
Eat Me Alive
yeah,
is
right.
very cringeworthy.
Yeah. Yep.
With the, because now when you know the lyrics, it's like yeah. spread eagle against the wall. You're like, right. you know, it's a little rough.
Is that song about getting fellatio or how the AIDS virus attacks his immune system?
Wow.
I love how I just brought in the gay aspect, and this is where we came to.
No, fuck that, man. Like, and you know what? And that's what was cool about the whole metal fan base was that Rob Halford came out,
and
everybody
cared.
Was like,
"No one cared."
Okay,
it just kept on moving along. Right?
We're like, dude, you're fucking Judas Priest.
He's the metal god. That's
you're
what
you're
it
the
is.
Metal god.
Yeah, no
we
one cares.
Bow to you
right.
from a distance.
Right.
But we'll bow
it
to you.
Doesn't
we may
matter.
Not bow to you right in front of you anymore.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
But we'll, you know, we'll be 10 feet away and we'll bow to right. you right. as long as it's not that big.
Keep it wrapped. I'll bow to you.
But yeah, man, that is friggin' cool, man. Like, yeah. Now, were you ever in a band? Were you into music?
Yeah, some
I mean,
local
not that you
things.
Were into music. Did you play?
Yeah, a little bit. Played some guitar.
Guitar?
Some local bands with mm-hmm. my brother in a band, things like that, but I never took it to that next level.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, just for fun.
Does he know James?
Yes, they met.
But, I mean, he doesn't know James from...
They met a few
Because James
times.
Knows everybody.
Yeah.
Our pal James DiBenedetto?
James does the comedy, sets up all the comedy bookings. You know James.
Probably
but
he's going with you to...
Yeah.
to
yeah.
But,
things,
he,
yeah.
but he knows everybody from mm. the music industry in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
He knows just everybody. So I just figured you might have known him.
Rich is being humble. He actually played in Motley Crue.
Yeah.
No, I'm just not a good.
Well, when
Vince killed someone.
When Mick
family.
Mars couldn't stand anymore, yeah. he was getting a little too banged up. You had to go in there and replace him.
Yeah. Well, they weren't even functioning at that point. They
no?
weren't even no. They weren't even touring. I don't think or anything. When he was sick, they were
oh,
on hiatus.
Really?
Yeah, they were on hiatus.
He's all right though now, ain't he?
Yeah, he's still playing with the
yeah,
band.
Well, you're 86, you know. It's hard to.
But he's got that spine thing, that and that's what's the problem.
Is that
you know,
what it is?
Yeah,
I thought he just was banged up for a while.
No, it's he's got some kind of debilitating spine problem.
Ooh,
yeah.
Now I feel really bad.
Yeah, that's why he looks very stiff and kind of robotic when you see him.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That was when he was 20.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With the fucking
you guys.
Wow. With the
what's wrong with you?
If this was Duran Duran, I wouldn't be so upset.
You do have a soft spot for Duran Duran.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's in your backside.
Now,
that's
Rich. I have a question for
yes.
you. How deep? Like our pals over in Copenhagen, Denmark. They have a show, Metal Breakfast Radio, and there's Lambert's Bass. But Copenhagen's different thing. But they go range from like jazz all the way to like. The deafest metal possible.
Right.
What kind of range? What's kind of your zone? Like our pals Jim Florentine and Donnie Jameson mm-hmm. have that metal show on VH1.
Yep. Yep.
How far do you go?
I'd say everything from like the hair metal that they call it, hair metal hard rock from like LA. So everything from Motley Crue and Rat and Bon Jovi up to Carcass and Slayer and. You know, Bathory, you're going through the whole range right there.
Yeah, that's like,
gotcha,
what,
okay.
What, I mean, there's so many, once you start getting really heavy, there become so many different little genres.
Yeah.
Like black metal, then there's death metal,
right.
then
European
there's speed
power metal. European power metal.
European power metal, right.
Thrash
right.
metal, there's
it's,
a ton of genres.
It's
Judas
weird.
Priest power fucking.
At Rich's house, he's got posters of like every fucking concert and all kinds
oh,
of
Oh, really?
The only, thing I don't, the only thing I don't cover is like that whole new metal, rap rock, Limp Bizkit kind of crap.
Oh, okay. What about Korn?
No, I don't
no,
go into all
he
that
keeps
stuff,
it original.
No.
I'll give it to him. He's
okay.
very original.
I keep it to the, you know, the pure
He gets very
metal
offended
and
if
hard
you,
rock.
If you say, like, Asia is a great rock band, he'll get very...
No, it just doesn't fit into our
it's
not,
it's
category.
Not
it's not
yeah,
hard
yeah,
enough, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
You know, if I drop a Pearl Jam bomb, he gets all fucking...
That's band. Alternative.
Yeah.
You got to go from, like, old Bon Jovi when they were harder... You know, harder band.
Maybe their first
Poison
album.
And all that stuff. Yeah, the first few albums. New Jersey, even New Jersey's a great album.
But when these bands sell out, he gets so upset, man.
Depends who it is.
You take it so depends. Personal, though.
Depends
I love
who it.
It
is, dude. Yeah.
It was cool. One day I was doing a show, Kenny, I was doing a show over at Brick 46, right?
Mm, yep.
And some dude after the show comes up to me and he's with this chick And he's like, hey, man, you were real funny. And I'm like, thanks. And I go, dude, you know who you look like? You look like a younger, healthier looking Ted Nugent, right? It's just kind of who he looked like.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend goes, doesn't he look like, she said a name and I didn't recognize the name.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of nudged her, like, knock it off. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. She goes, you know, the drummer from Overkill. And I'm like,
that would be the original drummer? Rat Skates?
No.
Sid Falk?
I forgot.
He came afterwards.
I think it's a guy now. But anyway, the point was, that's who it was.
Okay.
But he didn't want to say, you know, he was kind of humble.
Yeah.
Because she was just like, doesn't he look like the drummer from Overkill? And I'm like, I don't know. And she goes, that's him. And I'm like, oh, no shit, dude. But he was like, that, like the drummer from Overkill, like came up to me and said, you were really good. Like, that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Overkill's great.
Yeah, man. Feel the Fire. I mean, that fucking, that whole album is
everything.
Just great, you know?
They're still making great music, too.
Are they still?
The last two albums are amazing.
Hello from the Gutter.
We used to be friends. He used to come up to the studio all the time. Rob Dukes.
Oh.
Okay, he's in Exodus now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He sings for Exodus.
He was in something before. Maybe
I forgot.
It wasn't. It was Exodus. Yeah, he used to come up to the studio all the time with us and hang out.
Yeah, cool dude, man.
Yeah.
And he went from, you know, kind of doing local thing in certain bands, and then boom, he's singing for Exodus.
You ever see him in Exodus?
I've seen video.
He's so intense.
Yeah, it's great.
He's just...
You know what it is,
dude? He just looks like he'll fucking kick your ass if you go on stage with him.
Yeah.
That's how badass he is.
You almost think, you know, part of the reason, first of all, it's probably just part of his personality, but it's like, you know what? I'm really, really appreciative of where I'm at.
Yeah, he is.
I'm giving you 100 and fucking.
He shows that on stage, too.
Yeah.
He's great.
That's so cool, man. Yeah. Rob Dukes, good dude, man. We got to get him back on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. See where he's at.
That is fucking cool, man. Metalasylum.net. Everything from, like, you know, like you said, even Bon Jovi, Poison,
old stuff,
even to, like, really, really hard shit.
Right. And newer stuff, too. It's not all retro.
Mm-hmm.
It's half and half.
See, I got
new bands, new music, everything.
I'm pretty much where the hair band that I liked was like Old Rat, Twisted Sister.
Right.
I loved Crocus's first two albums were great. And then it goes from there. I never really got into like the Poisons or the Bon Jovis and all that. Mm. But all the way up until like Merciful Fate and, you know, of course, Metallica and Old Sabbath. And but just some of that shit was just so good. Like we were talking about Merciful Fate before. Yeah. And if you don't know Merciful Fate, it's King Diamond's first band.
Right.
And it's like... You know, he's great because he's a storyteller and he's got this satanic thing going on.
Right.
And his voice, when you hear his voice, you're going to think, wow, there's a lot of work on that to make it sound like that.
Right, he's not just screaming. He's actually singing falsetto and everything. He's
a
singer.
He was, when he was a kid, he was in like a choir or something with his family.
Was he?
That's what I had heard.
That.
And then he just didn't want to do it anymore. And then, of course, he got older. But... Like, I just love that old shit, man. It was just
great.
And
he still
sounds
great now. He started performing again, and he sounds amazing.
Yeah. Find King Diamond or
Merciful
Fate.
Yeah.
If you like...
It's like a better... I don't want to insult the guy, but Alice Cooper's great for what he does, but King Diamond took it to the next level.
You can never smash Alice Cooper enough in front of me. It's okay.
No, I love him. I mean, he pioneered what everybody else does.
Right.
But King took it to the... level that he needed to go to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Kenny is like one of those where he kind of hovers around the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I was just really into like the hard shit.
I liked it all. I listened to everybody.
Yeah.
Everything from Rat and everything up to Maiden and Priest and Slayer and Megadeth.
Yeah. I remember
the whole spectrum.
I remember the Judas Priest concert at the Brendan Byrne Arena when they were lighting seats on fire. I remember
that.
A bunch of my friends.
That was... Who was that tour with?
Oh, I think it might have been them and...
Testament?
I thought it was... Maybe? Was it that... No, this was like 1985.
Oh, that's earlier.
Duran?
No, it wasn't Duran Duran. No, I don't think so. Oh.
They were burning their shirts in the parking lot.
But I remember a bunch of my friends came by before the show. I couldn't go. I don't know why. Mm. I was either punished or whatever. I couldn't go. And all I remember was, man, I missed... this place like almost getting lit on fire. Like I felt like I missed out on something. Yeah. Not that I would even touch. I'm a pussy. I would have just stood back and watched, you know?
A friend of mine is saying that you two are just going on and on and on. Like it's like love at first sight.
Tell your friend to blow. Well, you know what? Why don't you just tell him to mind his own business, all right?
Okay. Western Echo in the chat room says, who has the balls to badmouth Alice Cooper?
Oh, God. I cannot. I just never liked his music. I just think it's so blah. I mean, you know what I do like? I love Anthrax's version of...
Don't Say I'm 18.
I like Anthrax.
I just don't like that song at all to begin with.
It's just, I don't like most of his shit, you know. No more about Mr. Poison. Nice. Oh, the song Poison? Really?
Poison's a cool too.
Oh, it's, yeah. I just, you know what, Alice Cooper, it's just never, I've never liked it. And then I've heard that there are songs like something.
You got to look, some of the.
I've heard that there
like
are
Brutal
some.
Brutal Planet and.
What's he got that song, Millionaire, Baby?
Dragontown.
Another friend writes
there's
romance.
There's some heavier stuff that he's got, too.
Yeah, I've heard. They go, you know what? If you dig a little deep,
yeah, you
will find stuff that you like.
Yeah, post-80s stuff is a little darker and a little heavier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So, well, you know what? We're not just going to sit there and talk about music. We definitely want you involved. We got to get, since we're talking about music, Kenny, you did not know about this until today, right? Or did you hear about this the other day with David Herman, the old classic rock DJ from 102.7 in New York?
Can you play a clip of his voice?
Probably can, yeah.
Like an only introduction to
the show. Now, Kenny, did you hear about this?
I briefly heard about
what,
it.
What
I
station saw
was
he on?
DJ, but I didn't, 102.7? I didn't get the whole thing, so you can fill us in. And I was trying to look it up, but I couldn't get it in time before the show started.
You know what really sucks for a guy? Because there is a guy who is a UFC fighter named Dave Herman.
Yeah, no, I saw
and
that.
Whenever you Google Dave Herman's name guy just keeps coming up, and it's sad. This poor dude, it's like, geez.
It's like my friend Sadusky. He's got a real horrible last name.
There is a guy named Jerry Sandusky, who is a sports announcer or sports radio guy in like Baltimore, and that's his name.
Oh my god!
And he's in sports.
Yeah.
And it's just Jerry Sandusky.
How many bad jokes has he hit already?
Oh god! Had he's heard?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find some Dave Herman audio, but if anybody doesn't know, Dave Herman, this old school rock, kind of was one of those. Oh, here it is. WNEW Airplay. Is this him? Let's see if we can just get a little. 1982.
It's just a baby crying.
With you this afternoon to share a lot of music and things that we'll be doing between now and 5 o'clock. And here is John Lennon.
I don't remember him at all.
Oh, wow. This is just like behind the scenes of WNEW in New York in 1982. Oh, take it from the film Airplay. Oh, some fucking movie.
He didn't really sound too much like a radio guy. He was more like...
He was no Wolfman Jack, I can tell you that.
No, I think the rock guys didn't do like the CBS, Dan Ingram. You know, like they did more of that... echoey, booming type of sound where the rock DJs, they kind of had their own voice. They were definitely into their own thing. They didn't put on their fake voice. But anyway, the point is that this guy, he's been around forever, like kind of helped usher in the Beatles from what I gather, and he's been retired for years, gets caught up in a sting for 11 months. They track him. He was trying to broker a deal with a woman from Jersey who was supposedly going to broker her 6-year-old daughter to him so he can take her to his other home in St. Croix. What's that? Is that an island in the Caribbean or something?
Yeah.
By the Bahamas or something like that? And go ahead, Ken.
No, I believe so. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's very nice, like St. Thomas and all that.
Oh, okay.
St. Martin.
So they, 11 months they're following this, and they finally catch him and they catch him at the airport waiting for the woman to drop her kid. Now, I don't know what was the story. I don't know if she was getting an X amount of money and just leaving her with him or she was going with them. But he was there when they caught him at the airport. He was holding a fucking stuffed animal.
Ugh.
And there's quotes of him saying stuff like, he finds 6- and 7-year-old girls extremely attractive. He thinks they're all sexy.
They also have audio of him going,
who's a mother? Who's a baby?
Airplane, here's an airplane coming. Here's an airplane coming. Open wide.
All right. It's getting creepy now, all right?
Yeah, I was getting a boner on that one. Sorry.
I love you, Kenny.
So they find out that this dude, and he's a grandfather, and he's got, like, grandkids at that age. And he said that, you know, the 6- and 7-year-old is when women, girls should start experiencing love. And I think he said something to the effect of he was going to get her a little bit juiced up on alcohol so it would be easier. Yes, and also said, if not, he may have to be a little forceful. Now,
have they released any transcripts or just
no?
Excerpts?
This is just little pieces, and this was in the newspaper. And I'm listening to them read the fucking story, and dude, I was getting fucking goosebumps listening to it. I was starting to get this weird, like. I was almost like getting like palpitations, like to read, because it really, listen, you hear about like pedophiles and they're like, oh, they were caught. And but when you hear about a guy and what he was planning on doing and what he really thinks, it's just, oh man. And then you hear about it and you're reading it in the paper, like basically saying, look, I'm going to put it in a 6-year-old, but if not, I may have to be forceful. Like, it's just, oh man, it was very.
I'm getting mad now.
Yeah.
He should be shot just for that alone.
See, this is my thing. I don't necessarily believe that that's evil in a sense where I don't think you're being evil. I think that's just what you find attractive. But too fucking bad. Those are the cards that you were dealt. If you find that attractive, I'm sorry. It's some sort of wiring in your head, in your DNA. But no, it's not. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference between an excuse and a reason. I don't think it's an excuse. It's a reason why he's like that. But when your things that you find attractive ruin children's lives, you have to go. And you either have to be put on a fucking island somewhere or you have to be extinguished off the planet. It's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's somebody who's going, you know what? I want to destroy children's lives. It's, this is what they are. This is what they feel.
That was a good impersonation of my father.
You like that, right? But you know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, when somebody who goes out and tortures somebody, like, that's somebody, you know, you're a sick fuck. Like, you're an evil fuck. Like, if this guy was torturing kids, and it's even, that's like the evil part. Like, you're fucking torturing people, kids, whatever. But unfortunately, if you find 6-year-old kids, girls, whatever, attractive, you have to go. I feel bad only in a sense that you feel like that. I feel bad that that's what you are attracted to, but you have to go. Goodbye. There's no healing you. There's no rehabilitation. Like, that's not, it's like trying to rehabilitate somebody who's gay or trying to say, well, Mike's not a good example. It's like trying to tell Rich, you're not allowed to like women anymore. You can't be attracted to women anymore. It's not going to happen. So, hey, him wanting to bang women doesn't fucking ruin people's lives. You banging women, Mike, may ruin a fucking few lives.
As long as it's Duran Duran.
You're adult. You're exactly. You're an adult, and adults, like, you know, listen, you're an adult. You got to be able to take shit that comes your way. When you're a fucking innocent kid and you're being, you know, abused like that, the people like that have to go. The Sanduskies, you just have to go. And I don't know if, you know, a bullet to the head, because there's no rehabilitation.
There's none.
You're not rehabilitating these guys. So what, you know, there's two things. Either they have to go, you have to extinguish them.
Have them move in with the people that torture people.
But the thing is,
they might deserve to be tortured.
I just don't, like, I don't know if that, you need to, my thing is that if you're like that, the number one thing that needs to be done is for you to never hurt a fucking kid again. And if it's that you being put in a fucking, you know, a 12x12 room for the rest of your life, or being killed, whatever it is, I don't know if you should be tortured because that's what you think. As long as you never touch another fucking kid, I don't care what they do with them.
If you had thoughts of it, I would say lock them away, throw away the key, or whatever you want to do. If they acted on it, torture. Complete and utter 20 years of torture.
But what is torture going to do? It's not going to rehabilitate him. It's not going to make...
It's going to make that little girl feel a little better.
I think if he was just eliminated and not... Never having to hear about him again. Never having to say, well, you know what? Yeah, he was tortured today.
Have him listen to the show every Monday night. 20 years.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Weston Echo in the chat says, Conti, there's a simpler way to explain it. Everyone has creepy quirks in their mind, some darker than others. Difference is, normal people know where the line is.
I don't think so. I don't think we all have creepy, whatever you want to call it, like quirks. Like maybe a guy's really into fucking feet and some guy's really into this. But it's usually with...
lawn furniture.
It could be, you know, weird. It could be like, yeah, you know what? I like a girl that fucking does this or does that. And it could be really odd. Like having, what about the guys that like to go on their coffee tables and have girls dump on them? Like, man, that's weird shit. But you know what? That's an adult. That's an adult doing it to somebody else. As weird as that is, if you found out somebody like that, if it was one of your friends, I mean, you might not want to talk to him again, but you wouldn't be like, dude, you need to die. But if you find children attractive, you need to go. That's not a weird little quirk. That's not like being, you know, because I've never, I mean, I have some weird, you know, I think we all have our little weird little creepy thing. And, you know, my friend has a great joke. He says, look, if you want to keep your man, find out his creepy turn on. And if you could be that creepy turn on, he'll never go anywhere. And there's a difference between a creepy turn on and wanting to have sex with children. Because a creepy turn on is still with, hey, you know what? Fucking, I don't know. You want to, I don't even know, a girl to jam a fucking her hand in your ass while she's blowing you or something. I don't know. But all of that stuff can be explained away by you're a fucking weirdo. You're a creep. You can't explain away liking to have sex with children.
Western Echo, just, you know, my waffling, he made a good point. Sorry, I disagree. If you were to lock up people for unpopular or even criminal thoughts, everyone would be locked up.
Yes, good point. Thank you for noticing Kenny's waffling as usual.
Yeah, waffle. I'm on his side now.
Oh, okay, good.
I didn't have a side, but I like his point. What would you be scared? What would you be not scared? What would creep you out more if you were in a room with a guy who wants to sleep with a 6-year-old girl, or a guy who has a sexual attraction to sandbags? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I would be weirded out with the sandbag guy and freaked out with the guy who likes kids.
You know, it's much easier to roll over a 6-year-old than a sandbag. Oh, no, sorry,
Just a sandbag the 6-year-old.
Yeah, but you know, like he's working on sandbags. He might have some upper body strength and stuff. He might kick my ass. Like, say you were stuck in an elevator. You know,
right.
With a pedophile or some guy who likes to bang. Composite lawn furniture. You know, what's weirder? Who's capable of more?
Yeah, but all of that stuff, all of that, dude, everything you mentioned, there are guys that, what about all those people that fucking dress up like, they put themselves in those suits, you know, the stuff.
Furries?
Furries, yeah, these are people that go, Rich is like, what in the fuck is going on? Furry are people that get dressed up like in almost like costumes, okay. But they're all like furry animals, like bunny and all that shit, okay. And they get together. And they just, I don't even know if they have sex.
They rub up against each other.
It's this weird fetish. Okay. See, now, as weird as that is, you're going to get fucking, you're going to get your head turned. You're going to be like, what? Like, you just gave us a look. Like, what in the fuck is a furry? All of that. But nothing trumps that, like, wanting to have sex with a kid. That's right, just
remember, when you're a furry and you have an average-sized penis, you know how hard it is to get it through that fur at the bottom? She basically has to blow on it like a baby bunny to see what sex it is. And it's just like a little
it's like, little, like you're checking for ticks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like a little marsupial patch. Yeah. There's
like she's
little
gently blowing on a birthday cake.
It's like it looks like a panda baby. It's just
I used to wear the mascot outfit.
Pink nugget.
School. I wasn't very like into the furry thing, but it is very uncomfortable. I don't understand why people would do that.
Yeah, but all of it. Doesn't matter what you bring up. Having sex with furniture. It was the guy. Remember that big famous story? The guy who banged the picnic table? You remember this? It was all over the news. Rich is like, what in the fuck? Where did I walk into? And there was a guy who banged a picnic table.
Literally?
Yes. Was literally having sex with the picnic table. I don't even understand it.
It was where the hole where the umbla goes.
Multiple splinters?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but maybe it was plastic.
There's that plastic tube you put the umbrella in. You must have removed it.
I don't know.
It was a fall. There was no umbrella.
There was no umbrella there, I guess.
He basically looked like a piece of pizza on an old record player at like an old
record player. That's kind of feels,
you know,
so good.
Like a movie scene, like there's this thing spinning on it.
Once again, trumped by the pedophile, the true pedophile. Oh. And that's what I'm saying is that all of those other things, the one thing they all have in common, they're either with an inanimate object or they're with another person. But then you get into the bestiality. Like, where is that line? Because, all right, you know what? Some dude that has sex with the animal, and then you're like, well, does the animal, you know what I mean? Like, people with the PETAs, you know, like PETA, they get freaked, and I understand that. It's like, dude, how bad does it have to be that you have to leave your race? You have to leave your species and go to another species.
You know, there's a court case about this. I'm not even going to try to be funny or do any comedy. The judge said if the horse, the question was, did the horse enjoy the actual sexual act? That's why he didn't convict the person. He believed that the horse enjoyed it.
And probably, you know what? But if like.
What kind of judge is that?
I don't know. That's just weird.
You couldn't hear the enjoyment because he shoved a bag of oats over his face.
Here. I'm going to suck your horse cock and eat these oats.
Well, you know what? I'm not saying I agree with the judge, but the question is, were you torturing that animal?
Yeah.
So the question is, what animal is the judge fucking?
Yeah. That sheep was asking for it.
But like I said, if you took a small dog and it's like you're manhandling it, and then there's video. So it's like, you know, it's like, are you it's all about force, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because let's face it, if you're doing something with a horse, why are we discussing this? I don't know, but I'm assuming that the horse, if he doesn't want to be there, he's fucking not going to be there.
Yeah.
It's like a girl trying to rape you. You know what I mean? They always say, oh, you know what? Look, if a girl tries to rape me, if I don't want to be there, I'm not going to be there.
Please stop.
I'm fucking pushing her off and I'm going home. You know what I mean? So it's all about who's being... you know, who the aggressor is and who is being forcefully taken. And it's just, these guys are so beyond creepy. Because you know what creepy is? Creepy is, I have a story of a fucking 37-year-old dude who was a friend of, you know, like a neighbor, and ran away with the neighbor's kid who was 15, and she was 15. Now, he's creepy, and he's a predator, and he's fucked up, but I don't consider him a pedophile. That's a 15-year-old girl. No, do I think it's absolutely wrong? Yes, but he's not a pedophile. You're not having sex with a kid. You can fucking debate whether it's a kid because you could say, well, you know what, at 15, she may not be ready and blah, blah, blah. But when you're debating it, you're saying, well, you know what, if she's old enough to have sex with a 16-year-old kid, then why is it being a pedophile? You're just a scumbag who you're being predatory and you're taking advantage of somebody who's younger than you, a lot younger than you. So, you know, but when it's like, look, if some dude came up to me and said, yo, dude, I banged some 16-year-old girl, I'd be like, dude, the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Was she good looking? You know what I mean? I may still think he's a scumbag, but if some guy said, yeah, yeah, I was fingering an 8-year-old, I'm not going to say, there's nothing except shooting him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's just like, hey, there's no debating that. There's like, dude, you're fucking, there's a difference between you're a fucked up piece of shit and you're fucking garbage. And when you're complete and utter garbage, you need to go. You're fucked up. You know what? How about this? The torture is the 37-year-old guy banging a 15-year-old, because you're doing that because you're taking advantage of a 15-year-old girl and you're taking her away. That guy tortured because he knew what the fuck he was doing. He was being a cocksucker because he was like, you know what? I want this young girl. I'm going to fucking take advantage of that. You could have went and banged an 18-year-old somewhere. There's not my, you know what I mean? For dude, if I saw a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old, and I'd be like, I'll take the 18-year-old just because she's 18. The fuck is wrong with you? That's a complete sadistic scumbag. That's the guy that gets tortured.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry if I'm just pontificating over and over and over again, but you know, this shit, we throw the word pedophile around so much that now when something really fucking happens, you're like, well, he's a pedophile. Well, let's really fucking, this is a pedophile.
Would you call him a sexual predator then?
A guy who's a 37-year-old and with a 16 or 15-year-old? Absolutely. A sexual predator, a fucking creep, a scumbag, a guy that fucking guys like Mike would like to pistol whip for a while? Absolutely.
But I would never do that because it's against the law.
Of course it is. I know. I would say you would like him. You wouldn't even like
him. I would
try
to rehabilitate him. Try to help him.
This is Harold.
The rehabilitation for that is covering your face with a towel and washing his hair over and over again by dumping buckets of it on his face.
Yes.
Here, I'll just read the story.
Good hair washing.
Plymouth Township teen, 15, runs away with 37-year-old family friend. Now, this is, they left Sunday morning under the guise of a hiking trip. By evening, 15-year-old girl, whatever, and 37-year-old Robert Lewis Messer has vanished, leaving behind cell phones and a note expressing their love for each other.
Yeah.
Now, that's obviously a guy who was fucking, he was twisting her up. And, you know, it's easy to manipulate somebody who's a kid. You know what I mean? It's easy to manipulate somebody.
Some states, it might be legal.
He was a family friend and known her. He's known her since she was a little girl. She's always looked up to him as a father figure. Said of her daughter, he's always been like a brother to me. They said the pair left a note saying that they were running away. We're going today, she and I, because we have to, not because we want to leave you. We are in love and cannot be apart from each other. This is sad to us, but our love, though we've had to keep it a secret, it's been the best part of our lives, blah, blah, blah. There's the guy. Wow. He looks like the, remember that fucking band, the Midnight Oil?
Yeah.
The beds are burning, that weird
the bald
dude.
Guy?
Yeah, he looks like the bald dude.
Dude, I don't know what White Ass Brent just put in the chat room, but go into the chat room and show the guys.
You got to.
Go into the More Like Radio chat room. White Ass Brent is fucking out of control.
Okay, hold on. Let me go into the chat.
I'm not even going to describe what it is until you see it.
Okay, hold on.
He's a fucking weirdo.
wait a minute, which one? All right, you guys got to come around here. All right. First is this one, which is kind of
funny.
Is
this real?
This is the furries. All right. This is obviously kind of funny. All right. And then I don't even know what the fuck this is, but look at this. What in the fuck? What the fuck? Dude, this is a toy? All right, if you don't, go to morelikeradio.com.
Where do you get that?
Go to morelikeradio.com/live, and you're going to see, it's a quick Vine video, and it's a guy with a thing over his face, like making it look like he's a bear, and it looks like his daughter. And there's a little doll there, and the doll is naked, like they're changing it, and then it's got a pee-pee out, and then the pee-pee, uncircumcised, by the way.
Uncircumcised, yes.
Yeah, pisses. And then it shows, like, her friends, who are, like, five-year-olds, too, going, oh! Like, they're fucking intrigued by
this. There's nothing sexual about it at all.
No, it's no, horrendous. Nothing sexual. It's hilarious.
I actually want to buy one of those.
Oh, it's a GIF, a GIF, G-I-F, whatever. I don't know what the, Vine, it's like a quick fucking 5-second video. White ass Brent, this is just creepy, funny shit. Boy, I tell you though, that kid, I'm a little annoyed with that kid. I'm just saying, he makes me feel a little inadequate with his package. Yeah, I'm a little pissy, but all right.
No pun intended.
Yeah. All right. What I wanted to bring up real quick before we take another break. Did I mention, Kenny, tell
I'm
him.
I'm in the chat room, but I can't stop watching it. Just,
I know. It just gets so weird. Dude, tell him about the shorts thing real quick while I get something for the break.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got the Conti and Kenny shorts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collection of mostly new material that we might do an abbreviated show. Instead of sitting there listening for 3 hours, we realize that some people don't have 3 hours to sit down, but they want to hear the show. So we take kind of the best parts of the show or something that we thought was interesting or good conversation, put it together and add some old bits that we might not have heard because we have from 2005, we have all this material that we want people to show. We have 3 best of CDs that new listeners haven't heard. So we just throw these little things in there. And then there's Kenny's saying of the week or something like that.
The Kenny soundbite of the week.
Kenny soundbite of the week is always something that he pulled out. But it's really cool. It's, you know, most of them are about 25, 30 minutes. Sometimes they get a little longer, but the bits are really much not longer than, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. And you just get kind of a concentrated Conti and Kenny show.
Cool.
You
know? And they can get it at ContiandKenny.com, and you can get the shorts right on there, or go to iTunes and subscribe to them. And we've gotten 8 so far. So
episode 7. Did you just make a new one, or is episode 7 from last week too?
8 is the one from last week.
From last week, hilarious. That's the auto stories, right?
Yes.
I listened to it, and it was, you know, it made me really laugh. It was just a lot of stuff I forgot, and some good stories.
Okay. All right, cool, man. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll do some other stuff. Yeah, Rich, you're gonna hang out, right?
Yeah.
You're not going nowhere, right?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Cool.
What is it? Hold on. What does Rich think so far?
Yeah. What is your thought of how the show's going so far?
It's good. It's got a nice flow to it.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole pedophile thing was just a little weird, but
it's news. What are you going to do?
Exactly. <You know? laughs> And Rich's site is metalasylum.net.
Thanks, man.
And if they go there, is there anything they would have to sign up to do anything, or is it just to go check out?
There's a news feed on there.
Oh, okay.
That you can sign up for. There's a link to a Facebook page.
Facebook page, yeah. And you have a Twitter account?
Yeah, that we do updates. I just did a Twitter update about the reviews that we just posted.
Okay, and so. What's the Twitter account? Is it Metal Asylum?
Yeah.
Just Metal,
I think
wow.
It's Metal, actually, I think it's Metal Asylum USA.
Metal Asylum USA.
Because one of my writers set it up for me, so
cool.
I kind of forgot sometimes if there's that other tag to it, but I think it's Metal Asylum USA.
Cool, and then you can find the Metal Asylum Facebook page, too.
Yeah.
All right, yep. Cool.
And mine's metalasylum.com.
Yeah, you have the doc.
Yeah, we're going to take care of that.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
We're gonna come there with the stats later on and take care of that.
I'm actually right. ContiandKenny.com, too.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got some more shit to do with Champagne Mike and Rich Catino and, of course, Kenny out in Missouri. We'll be right back. It's Conti and Kenny Show on blah, 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 blah.
Listen to the Conti and Kenny Show live Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. Or take them with you anywhere by downloading the free TuneIn app and listen on the More Like Radio channel. Want to be part of the live show? Join the chat on morelikeradio.com/live.
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem.
just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
We're Metal Breakfast Radio. Would you like to hear such tracks like this awesomeness?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
So, okay, how about the awesomeness extravaganza of this?
Play that fucking music, white boy. Play that fucking music, right. Play that fucking music.
It doesn't matter, Donovan, because I like a fresh one out to this.
And now, the sound of John Denver being strangled.
www.metalbreakfastradio.com.
Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show always shares how his favorite website, shushtime.com, provides his need for intellectual stimulation.
I think I might have done that correctly.
Oh, okay.
I'm very proud of you, Kenny.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and now I'm on Shush Time, watching a Russian chicken truck smash into a bunch of school children.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
Fresh apples.
Anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Anyone else but me.
No.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Till I come home to you.
You want it, you got it, sister.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Ass naked.
Anyone else but me.
Nice ding dong.
Anyone else but me.
I'll blow you.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Till I come home to you.
Want it? You got it. Fresh apples trying to hit me with her naked butt. Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. .com. Fresh apples.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Tune into More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio. With Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes?
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show. With guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype. Or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne to do the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio.
This is it, the apocalypse.
My fellow Americans, it has come to my attention that some alleged radio shows are trying to tiptoe across our internet, trying to leech off our bandwidth and listeners, and I for one am sick and tired of it. That's why I brought together two real radio hosts, Punchy and Hammy, two men who did things the right way. Brainstew Radio, Fridays 8 till 10, only on More Like Radio. We the people.
My
my nickname was I Don't Know Joe, because I, whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, like, listen, man, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. Just, I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
The Kenny Show.
Close, Kenny.
Catch the Conti and Kenny Show Monday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Yo, douchebags!
That's my boy.
Hello. My name's Dave Ingram.
And it's me, the Impossible D.
And we are...
Rubbish!
Metal Breakfast Radio. And when we're not drinking a few frothy ales...
There's a drunk just come on.
Or when we're not slagging amateur musicians...
Banjo fucker!
And telling them what's exactly wrong with their music...
Bastards.
Or what's right. That could be a quicker way out of it.
Get over there!
Then we're listening to The Conti and Kenny Show.
Load of bollocks.
We have to.
Keep listening. It's The Conti and Kenny Show. .com. Do you know that Joe has moved in with his girlfriend?
How's that working out?
My girlfriend is a squirter, and it flooded the whole basement.
I would rather be dead than not have cock.
All right. We're back. I'm just playing a little bit more metal because my new pal Rich is here.
What's up, dude?
Rich Catino from MetalAsylum.net. And, of course, Champagne Mike is here hanging out.
From MetalAsylum.com.
.com, yeah. We found the culprit.
We're going to take care of that later.
Yes. We're going to make a visit to your house, buddy. The phone number, well, we don't really have a phone number right now. The phone number died, but we have Skype. If you want to contact us, it's NPN Studios on Skype. And if you're listening in podcasts, if you want to listen to the show live and go in the chat room and see some really fucked up shit, go to morelikeradio.com/live during the show. Or if you want to just listen to us on your phone or wherever, just download the free app, tune in, and then search More Like Radio, and you can take us wherever. And Kenny, is you back with us, bro?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Where am I at here? There we go. Oh, Kenny, I got to tell you. You know we've been giving away these stickers, right?
Sure.
So, well, that was abrupt. All right, we've been giving away these stickers, right? So, you know, we have some cool people that we've sent the stickers out to. You know, of course, you know, the regulars and all that. And you know our new friend Patty? She's always on Twitter.
Peppermint, right?
Peppermint Patty, right?
Sure.
So she wanted a bunch of stickers, so I sent her a bunch of stickers. And you know what? We don't pat ourselves on the back often on this show. We don't ever say that we're good. It took me like fucking 6 years to say that we actually had fans. I always just think they're just friends of ours just listening to the show. But she put a comment on the website, and I told her, I said, you know what? I'm going to read it. You know what? Everybody's always so braggadocious. Everybody always saying how great they are, and we never do that. Although Kenny will be like the positive guy, and I'm always like, we don't have fans. We got a couple of friends that listen and all that. Well, here is her comment on the website, Ken, and I just wanted to share. She's like, receive the stickers. I am thrilled. Put some on the mailbox. Then others will go out to my friend, whatever her friend's name is, for her car, then for her grown son's cars, and about six other people. And she's like, here's proof of how funny you two are. I was mimicking yous two, and again, me and my friends were laughing like crazy. I can't wait to play the downloads for her friend. I love that she's turning her friends onto your show and also other shows that she listens to. Thanks for both of you guys. I'm assuming she means you too, Mike.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Making me laugh my ass off, and my friend and her friends and kids and all their friends. So this fucking chick, man, she's like really spreading the fucking word about the show.
I like it. It's
cool, isn't it? You know, like I never believe me. There's not much. I rarely have anything nice to say about myself, let alone this show. But it's really cool, and you know, the sticker thing is a nice little gesture for us. But it's cool. We got friends that are you know, that are going out of their way to try to turn people on to our show. So we do thank Patty. She's the best, and we hope that one day she'll call in the show. We got a couple
of
people.
Sure, sure. Just stop wasting all the stickers on this content, all right? It's two. Two at the max. Enough.
Oh, man.
No, it's very sweet. Very nice. Mm. Very nice of her.
So it's very cool that she's doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize for the C word.
Do you?
I'm sure she's not a C. She might be a B.
She might be.
Or a T, but definitely not a C.
Absolutely.
What's a T? Twat?
Yep. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Hey, since Halloween is coming up this week, there's been a big hubbub in the news. You know that actress Julianne Hough? Anybody know who she is?
Yeah.
I heard the name, but...
Yeah, if you saw her, you would know who she is. She's a skinny little white girl. Cute girl. Well, everybody is up in arms because she dressed up for Halloween at like a Halloween party as a character from a television show. It's that new show that's on Netflix. Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I was going to guess J.J. Walker. The only way a white person gets in hot water. J.J. Walker or the president. Or something.
No, it's not J.J. Walker, but it's a character from this show that is becoming very popular. Orange is the New Black is like a very, it's only on Netflix. It's one of those newer things that Netflix is doing, which I think is the future of television, where it's going to be this, you're going to be able to get stuff just exclusively on these certain type of, whether it's a Netflix or whatever, because, you know, between cable and network, you know, especially network television. I mean, you know, the garbage that's on network television is amazing. But So this Orange is the New Black. It's about a woman who goes to prison. And she's in prison and her husband's out. And I don't know, but supposedly it's a really great show. But there's a character in there, a main character in the prison, who is this black woman who's like a really funny character or a great character. So this girl dressed up like that character.
Oh, I see. This is ridiculous.
So you saw it, right? So she's dressed up in the gear and her hair is like the girl. And she's not in blackface, like minstrel blackface with the white lips, like really
like Channing Mom.
She looks like Tan Mom. That's exactly.
She just said she was doing Halle Berry.
Exactly. But so, and they made a very big stink, like, you know, like it's just a really bad thing. Can we recognize the difference between something that's truly racist to where you're trying to portray somebody in a very, very negative, like a pointing and laughing type of a way, and something where she wanted to be this character. She was obviously a fan of this show, and she wanted to be this character. And she's just tanned. She tanned herself up a little bit, and she had the outfit. I think, can we recognize the difference between something that's, quote, racist and something that might be just kind of just portraying something or just goofing, you know? Like, everything is racist now. It's like, you know what? We're forgetting a word that we used to use when we were young called prejudice. Because there's a lot of prejudice out there that isn't as bad as racist. Racist is fucking bad. If you're, quote, a racist, you're not a very nice person, you know, most likely. But listen, if you're a person who might be a little prejudiced, I think anybody who's in their 30s or 40s has an older relative that's either an aunt or an uncle or a mother or father who may be a little prejudiced, because unfortunately that's the way people thought back then and it was kind of okay. But they're just, and this is all, I think, what comes with this news where everything is 24-hour news and they're always looking for a story. So they saw this and said, let's run with it. And if you put something on a fucking website, whether it's Huffington Post or whatever, and you put racist, people are going to fuck. It's just, it's one of those buzzwords like bullying that people are just going to go to. So it's like, when can we look at things objectively? Like for me, especially me, because I'm the furthest thing from a racist, but I recognize when shit is fucked up and when you're overreacting, completely overreacting. Now, Kenny mentioned, you mentioned J.J. Walker, and that would be kind of funny if a girl dressed up like J.J. Walker.
Right, right. There's a difference between me dressing up like, say, the president, or Mookie Wilson, than like a slave or something like that, or right. Some sort of a, you know, there's a couple of pictures in here that have Julianna Hough, and shows her. Mm-hmm. And I don't really get it. She looks like she's in prison. She looks cute as a button.
Yeah, that's the character. It's a prisoner.
Yeah, yeah. They have a couple of other things where, you know, costumes should have been rethought. Selena Gomez has like the Hindi mark on her forehead, and she was doing a dance at an award ceremony. Then, of course, the classic one is Ted Danson back in the years ago in the blackface, like the Al Jolson blackface.
Okay, right.
Then they have Heidi Klum, who's dressed as a Kali, goddess Kali. You know, the one with the eight arms, the blue one with the gold. You probably seen
in India.
Yes, yeah, India. Yeah. They were upset with her. Russell Brand, Brit funny man, shocked many, not just Americans, when he appeared on UK TV as Osama bin Laden just one day after September 11th. Okay, and then they have Jeffrey Ross. There was another one. Prince Harry had a Nazi costume on. Yeah, and then
don't you see that that's a little different? Like, see, people can't recognize, like, dude, you're putting a Nazi outfit on. And what was it? Was it Halloween or was he just deciding
to put
it on?
That was Halloween, yeah. Yeah. But wasn't prancing around and high-stepping in his living room.
But it's, it's so obvious that when you're doing that, like, there's no reason to put a fucking Nazi costume on. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think, you know, it's like, if you're doing it, you're obviously, like, this girl, Julianne Hough, right? She was a fan of that show, and she was a fan of that character, so she wanted to dress up like it. Are there that many people that are fans of the Nazis?
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
There's another one with Jeffrey Ross.
I remember.
Arrived at 2012 Comedy Central roast of Roseanne, and he's got a Penn State jacket on with a whistle and a Penn State hat, and he's got his arm around two young boys with no shirts on with football helmets on.
Right, yeah. He was dressed up as Sandusky, sort of.
Sandusky, yeah.
But you know what? He's a comic, and he was doing it as a goof. You know, and I guess I'm always going to be partial towards comics, you know, but he wasn't out there like in front of the courthouse protesting fucking Sandusky's trial and making a mockery of the system. He was goofing on Jerry Sandusky. You know what I mean? At least that's my opinion of it. You know, like there's a difference between goofing on something and really trying to make somebody look. You know, it's a real derogatory, humiliating type of thing. Like, people's, like, I'm a little, like, you were saying something about dressing up like the president, right?
I said that again, I'm sorry.
You said something about some people dressing up like the president.
Yeah, of course.
But what about somebody wearing a president's mask?
And then robbing a bank with Patrick Swayze.
But the thing is, up until this point, because Obama is a black man or a half black man, whatever you want to call it. Listen, every president we've had, dude, there's been Reagan masks. There's been Bush 1 mask, Clinton mask, Bush 2. So it's like now it's like you can't wear an Obama mask. I don't know. See, that's the thing. I think we become so fucking sensitive. And it's like, dude, I'm just wearing it's the fucking prez. It's the prexy. The president gets his balls busted. Now, I get it. There's a difference between busting the president's ball and making fun of the president the way you make fun of all presidents. And then you have the memes of Facebook, and it shows Facebook, and it shows the White House, and it shows, like, the White House as a bucket of chicken. Yeah, we get it. There's a difference between that. I mean, you're obviously trying to just be shocking and, you know, and whatever. But, you know, can we recognize the difference? Or are we done with recognizing anything anymore? It's just it's you know, no pun intended, black and white. It's like you're either a racist or you're not a racist. Or, you know, it's like, is Julianne Hough a racist because she wore that fucking stupid outfit?
Right, not at all. One, I'm looking at a picture. Western Echo, I think Western Echo put a picture in or Brent did of the character.
Yes, I saw it.
Western Echo. Costume's way off.
Oh, is it really way off? It's not even close?
No, it's way off.
It's not even close?
Yeah, no. Julianne Hough looks like a tan, you know, Jetsons character, you know? And then the other one, the actual
girl, the actress and
yeah,
playing the
she
character.
Looks like the lead singer of Hootie and a Blowfish. You know, it's not even close.
But I guess you understood this. Like, you know, we are done with sentiment and like what your motivation, there's no more motivation anymore. You know, there's a difference between like, you know, Rich is, Mikey's gone. Mikey had to go. So it's just Rich is hanging out. So
oh, nice.
There's a difference between, all right, you know, we're going to bust Rich's balls about his website, Metal Asylum, and we would be goofing on him for something. And pointing and laughing and fucking humiliating him. Like, we can't tell. Can we not tell the difference anymore in this country between some ball busting and some humiliation, quote, bullying or whatever it comes to?
Right.
I don't think we can anymore. We've just become so, because you know what? Everything is I need a reaction and I need an answer now. Everything is now. I got a Twitter account. I want to fucking put something out and I want to hear an answer now. And I got a website and I want people to check it out now. And we need that instant, you know, everything's on demand, you know, whether it's, you know, I want to watch my show when I want to watch it. And I understand it's technology and it's cool, but it's like we've become so enamored with doing everything exactly when we want to do it. And we want a fucking answer for everything that we do. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, but we want it at that moment. And it's just, it's exhausting. It's great for us because we get to talk about it all the time, but it's exhausting. And I just don't know if we can, you know, if we're really going to survive as a sound society if we keep just going down this road where there's no humor left and there's no being ironic and there's no being introspective. There's nothing anymore. It's just, what are you? Oh, are you this or are you that? It's like, fuck you. I'm who I am, you know? It's like, I'm sure people fucking judge Rich because he's got long hair and he's into metal. Dude, when I was in high school and had the long hair, man, we used to get pulled over all the time by cops. Kind of knew what it was like to be a young black guy, you know, because we were getting pulled over constantly. And it's like, well, you're either, you have to be a piece of garbage. You have to be a pot-smoking devil worshiper. Right.
Were they ever wrong?
About the pot smoking, yeah. But, you know, I was always down with Satan. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, Ken. Can we recognize things like the way that, you know, like the way certain things should be? And, you know what? Something
well,
you just got to let
think
go.
The unfortunate part is the hypersensitivity of everybody is now affecting the art of the freedom of expression. Because everything is so
scrutinized
under the microscope. Yeah, under the microscope. Scrutinized under the microscope. Whatever you want to call it, it's you can't do anything without, any one of us, any three of us, you know, we're unknowns pretty much in the mainstream. Well, of course, in the pop culture, we are definitely unknowns.
Yeah.
But if we did something and posted it on YouTube, right now we're, you know, all over the news, because that's all it is. It's just everybody's consumed by these little bits and pieces of whether someone's off color, whether someone is a hero, you know, whether a cat, you know, a dog gets his friend out of a highway that just got hit by a car, you know, or it's a bunch of guys sitting around a table pretending that they're black guys. White guys pretending they're black. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everything is so intensified now that even the funny stuff done from a place that is meant to be funny for everyone, not just for white people or Chinese people, but just to be funny, to be humorous, is really fading pretty fast.
I think so, because if you want to go, and I keep tying in music because it's kind of cool because we have Rich here. It's like a movie can portray a rapist, right? And, you know, he could win an award for being this amazing actor and portraying a rapist, or a movie about a girl being raped, and it's okay. But if you do a song about somebody being raped, and then especially if you're like, you know, whether you're hip hop or you're like a heavy metal band, if you're not pop, you're deemed like, oh, well, you're just a fucking, you know, whatever.
Shock value.
Shock value or whatnot. And it's like, you know what? Maybe it's not just the vehicle. It's what's the sentiment behind it.
I think it's the way you present the vehicle, too, though. Some people present it the wrong way, and then it's taken the wrong way.
Well, it's easy, you know, to take the wrong way when it's coming from, you know, music or especially comedy over, like, a dramatic movie.
Right.
You know, like a Lifetime. But yeah, it's well, listen, it's always about how you present it. You know, I mean, it's, but when people in certain moments, like, dude, I'll be doing comedy and I'll do a joke. I do a joke that I mention the name Jesus and people automatically groan, even though the joke, it's a joke, but it's a play on words. That's all the joke is. It's got nothing to do with anything about Jesus except just a play on words. And people moan. And you're like, you're moaning because you heard the word Jesus. And you automatically thought that I was smashing somebody.
Right.
But because I'm a comic, that you automatically get that. And if you're, you know, you're in a heavy metal band or whatever, you know, you're considered, you know, oh, you're just smashing God or religion or whatever. It's just, I don't know. I don't know where we can actually just draw a line in every, because there's too many, and just say, look, can we just take things for what they are?
Here's kind of a broad question.
Now, we don't have any in the room. It's all guys here. Oh, hey, what are you doing?
Daniel Tosh got in a lot of heat a year or so ago because he does a joke, and I'm not doing it any justice, but it's basically my sister had a can of mace. I replaced it with silly string. When the guy came up to her, she got raped. Basically, she shot him with silly string.
Right.
Okay, because the brother played a joke on her.
He said that, yeah, he was saying, look, me and my sister, we have a really we're a twisted sense of humor. So I took her mace and put silly string in it. And boy, that night, she got attacked by a guy, and I got her good. And she came home, was like, you really got me good. So it was like, you know, the joke was basically her saying, you fucking got me.
Right. Now here's the question.
Right.
Would your point of view change if your sister actually had gotten raped in real life? Would you still think, you know, because that might be what's happening, too.
That is what's happening.
The hypersensitivity is because there was never any kind of an outlet or to
for everybody, you know, to have a voice. I think that's what you're saying.
Right. Kind of in that way where, you know, I have three sisters. You know what I mean? Yeah. I might feel differently about a rape joke if one of them actually did.
Right.
You know, which is kind of an interesting thing if you think about it. Like, you know, what else besides for not just rape, but what other jokes or what other funny or goofiness can you not get away with because the sensitivity? You understand what I'm trying to say? I'm having a tough time.
No, I know what you're saying, because it used to be, and I think this was the way it should have been, is that everybody has a voice, meaning if you're Black, you have a voice. If you're Spanish, you have a voice. If you like this, you have a voice. All the groups would have a voice so they can, you know, put out their gripes and say, hey, listen, we want to be treated better and blah, blah, blah. But now, in the world we live in today, everybody has a voice. And when I mean everybody has a voice, every single person has a voice. Everybody thinks that everything about their life means something to everybody else. It doesn't. It's to you. So in other words, Kenny, back in the day, hey, you know what? You can't go smashing Black people like fucking crazy, like just doing like bad racist jokes, you know, like bad racist jokes. You know what I'm talking about? You know what jokes I'm talking about? Because the Black people had a voice. And they said, we're fucking done listening to this nonsense. We're done with this bullshit in the workplace where they're always doing, you know, hey, you know, looking around and they, you know, if you were a Black dude and you heard a fucking Black joke, you just have to fucking take it. You just fucking took it. But now it's like everybody thinks.
And that's why back then muggings were so high, because I just went and took it back.
But now everybody has a voice, not just I'm part of this group. Now it's like, you know, like people now, they go to comedy clubs. Back in the day, 25 years ago, you go to a comedy club. If you had a complaint, you would go to the manager, and depending on the club, and if they'd be saying, hey, you know what? You know, no problem. Here's either quote your money back, or here's two tickets to another show. We apologize. But because everybody has a voice, now this person has to go home, like the Tracy Morgan thing, and go and complain about a Tracy Morgan joke that was a gay joke or something. And because he's got a voice, he's got to go out and fucking tweet it and then fucking send a comment on a website, and then it becomes news, and then the news jump on it. So it's that is the issue, Kenny. It's that everybody gets their fucking voice, and it used to, and we need to go back a little bit where, hey, you know what? You're not that fucking important. Not everybody's voice needs to be heard at every fucking juncture and every turn. So I think that's the difference between, you know, hey, you know what? We're just having a good time. And, you know, being completely, doing something completely wrong and upsetting than just having a, you know, fucking around or making a joke or doing a song or whatever. And everybody gets their fucking voice out there. And everybody has something to complain about. And now you have, you know, everybody being called this and everybody's being called that. It's like, I don't know. You know, I think you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
It's just...
But, you know, we could go around this, but there's no answers to it. You know
there
what I mean?
Is. There is. The only people who is important are us. Our three voices. That's it. Everybody else can go fuck themselves.
Yeah,
and Rich is part of that
tweet,
too. Fuck
whatever
shit. Whatever you tweet is important.
Whatever I tweet or whatever I put on Facebook is law, and everyone should look at it, live by it. Even though most of the time it's just pictures of the Three Stooges archives and a fucking old 80s song that I dug up.
I'm going to see if I can find this dude. There is a website. I found it. It is a disease now called pseudobulbar effect. Kenny, have you heard of this?
Pseudo bulbar,
B-U-L-B-A-R, effect.
I've only heard of pseudohalogenic compound cyanogen.
I don't know what that is. It's a load
of chemicals that Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd had to had to find in Dragnet.
Jesus Christ, really? You might want a Dragnet reference.
Not even a show, a movie.
All right, I'm going to play this for you real quick. This is view to commercial. I think this is it. Here we go. All right, now, when you first start hearing this, think SNL skit.
People who burst out crying or laugh uncontrollably. Inappropriate? Maybe. But don't call it crazy. Call it PBA, pseudobulbar affect.
Live from the emergency room, it's diphtheria.
Shut up. Listen to the rest of this.
Uncontrollable crying or laughing. In people with brain injuries or neurologic conditions like stroke, dementia, or MS. For a free PBA fax kit, call 1-800-730-1554 or go to pbafax.com. You'll learn the science behind PBA. It's a neurologic condition, not psychological, and it's treatable. Plus, there's a self-assessment and patient stories. If you've experienced outbursts of crying or laughing,
of course, my
call
childhood.
It what it is and call now. 1-800-730-1554.
That's what I'm saying.
PBAfax.com.
Rich just asked me, he goes, dude, this is a real thing. Is this a real thing? That's what I'm trying to say. It seems like a goof.
Yeah, it sounds like a fake promo.
It is not. This is real. Don't call it depression. Kenny, like, didn't everything that they describe pretty much describe somebody who's either fucking nuts or they're going through what we used to call dementia or you're just a fucking asshole?
Well, you always see the movies where the person just is uncontrolled. You know, they lock them up and throw away the key. But the thing is that people in the background were laughing at their disease just as much as they laugh at the Pro Bowling Association.
Yeah, that's true. It's just
There is neurological things that happen this way, crying, and it's not just from depression. It's what happens, you know, if you have a stroke or a brain injury, your brain rewires itself not to go to where the connections used to be, just where they can find it. That's why you'll have, you know, if you have a massive brain injury, you'll have to relearn speaking and talk, because your brain just basically is a cut. It's a massive trauma and it just tries to heal. You know, it just get back together, heal back up. We'll figure all that shit out later on. That's why most of the time people never really come back from it fully 100% is because those neurons and those connections, those receptors just attached them to something else, you know. Things like autistic kids, you know what I mean? I'm not scientifically saying this, but
right.
I believe that their brains when they were born in the growth of their brains, they just connected, the receptors just connected differently, you know? So you'll have that thing, you know, that's why you can do certain things. Like if you have a nerve injury, like I had one time, it was a big bad scrape on my knee, and as it was healing, it was itching. And when I would itch I would itch around it. It was a big giant like scab on my knee, and I would scratch around it to try to like ease the itchiness of it, have it healing. And whenever I scratched on the bottom of my kneecap, I would feel it like on my shoulder. I would actually feel like my finger scratching my shoulder. There was no nerve. It was the weirdest thing. It was just something was all. It was such damage to nerve endings that it was all whacked out. You know, so
really?
You have to think if somebody has this, in a brain injury or something, the crying mechanism or the laughing mechanism, you know, might completely be rewired or something.
Don't you just think they're fucking nuts?
Absolutely. Fucking that shit crazy.
And it's just, it's like when you're watching this, you're like, this is a sketch. This is
lock them up, put them in a room full of balloons. You know, the ones that are laughing will be playing volleyball with them. The ones that are crying will be trying to bite them to blow them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a weird thing, man.
Put them in a room full of balloons and loaded handguns and see who lasts longer. Which group? The dementia ones are just licking the windows, biting the iron fence like a cuckoo's nest. You know, just give them handguns and balloons.
It's just it.
And make the floor completely slippery. Just put a bunch of water and like liquid detergent. And could you imagine that? I can picture it in my head right now. There's, you know, the happy people are bopping the balloons up, the sad people are shooting at them. Meanwhile, it's a Three Stooges sketch where everybody's sliding around. Oh man, throw a couple of pies in there too. Put a pie fight in that.
All time. What do you mean, like take a pies and do what with it?
Just put pies on a table and then start fucking Three Stooging it across the room. It'll be a giant pie fight with handguns and balloons on slippery floors. And well, you know, there's no traction in those insane people's booties.
Hey,
you
dude,
know what I mean?
I think if you get the floor all, you make the floor all slippery, right? And then
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right. And then just play this. Just have all the idiots do the Tom Cruise thing with the socks on, sliding across the floor. Nothing on that, Kenny?
No, they don't. They don't have the. No, I didn't mean no. No,
oh,
but
okay.
I meant yes.
I'll just get back behind the mic here. Okay.
Yeah. No. None of them have. The only problem is they all have the gowns, so they have to pull the gowns up with no drawers on.
All the guys are wearing gowns.
Yeah.
They're all clinger from MASH. Yeah, it's like, you know, I don't know. I just found it like...
Scrambler, if you got to reference Jagnet, you have to use Blue Boy. It's the only known reference I think anyone might get. Yeah, like no one knows any.
But you're not even referencing Dragnet, the show.
No,
you referenced the movie. 11 people watched that movie, dude.
Yeah, and then go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, nothing. I was listening.
Oh, sorry. Wii Mobile balloons and loaded handguns sounds like a great name for a radio show.
Balloons and loaded handguns. And
yeah,
I would
just take these people and just set them up for either brilliance or disaster all at one time.
That's a great idea.
Think about the combinations of what you could do.
Well, you know what you do is that every person gets a birthday cake every day. And the person, you know what I mean? As soon as they realize, hey, wait a second, this isn't my birthday, I just had one, and they get to go. You know what I mean? Or they get to go to a different place. You know, it's the measure of that craziness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fill the room with a bunch of Wolverines. And all the people that are uncontrollably crying show weakness. So then the Wolverines will jump on those people, start eating the assholes out. And then the people who can't stop laughing will be scared shitless, but they can't stop laughing. So they will be laughing at the people getting eaten by Wolverines in the same room.
Dude, I just love the idea of nothing but balloons and fucking ammunition and maybe a bunch of chicken feathers just everywhere, all over.
Yeah, it'll stick to the detergent that you wet down the floor with.
Yeah, just boxes of mop and glow everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, that's just such a weird... Because... That would be, first of all, that would be one of the funniest things to watch. Just the idea of it is hilarious. Then to watch and watch the interaction of crazy people with PBA, or really just fucking nutty people who laugh and cry uncontrollably. Dude, how great would it be? You see a kid holding like three balloons and he's crying, and then you have a person holding a fucking Magnum and he's laughing his ass off. You know what I mean?
That would be the crescendo of it all.
What?
Is seeing the people that can't stop laughing eventually realize the gravity of the situation that they're in, and it turns into uncontrollable crying. You know that laugh? You're like, ah! You know? It just slowly
trails into... It's the laugh that trails off into crying.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Holy shit, dude. Wow, that's funny. All right, what do you think? You want to do our last breaky?
Yeah, we'll do a last break, and then... I haven't seen Lust or Love or anybody in the chat room, so I don't know what's going on with them tonight.
They might come in later on. Who knows?
Yeah. But yeah, let's take a quick break and then we'll finish up. I still want to talk about, it's kind of, you know, nothing really funny. Actually, this will lead in for the brain talk because I found some interesting stuff out about that Blackfish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really, really cool stuff. And I got the Governor's Wife, too, is in another show that I wanted to bring up.
All right, we'll do that then.
Rich, yeah, but the Blackfish thing is scientific. It's really cool.
Yeah, I can hang for all right, cool. Rich is going to hang, dude.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's Rich Catino, and his website is metalasylum.net.
Check it out. Wait a minute. The Blackfish story, that's the same as the Candlewood one. Hold on, I got to cross that off.
What are you talking about? Are you thinking out loud?
No, No, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Let's move on.
All right. Let's take a quick break, stupid. All right. We'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com. This is Full Blown Cranium. She's only happy when she's feeling miserable. Available on iTunes.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
I personally enjoy lesbians.
Punching lesbians.
You can't hit a gay guy because that's a hate crime. But if you punch a lesbian, she deserves it.
If you punch a lesbian, that's called a fair fight.
Punch a gay guy, you're in trouble. You kick a lesbian's ass and you go, you won.
It's a
fair fight. People are going to start punching lesbians.
It was a standing eight count. Take care. Get back to your corners, and we'll fight again tomorrow, faggots. To explain, let me explain. Kenny Michaels punching lesbians again.
I was drunk. I get a hard hunt from when a puppy licks me in the ear.
My eyes go right to his Johnson.
Shocker.
All this banging talk makes my penis twitch. If a puppy can give me a hard on, it's licking me. It does things where the puppy's like, ooh. Would I rather fuck a dude or a puppy? What I am saying is that it will always feel good. Doesn't matter if it's a puppy or a dude. It's not gay that I get hard by a puppy. And they called it
puppy love. Puppies are giving Kenny an erection. And somehow, I'm sexually turned on. Ooh, that tickles.
Why are you not crying?
Listen to me blowing a dog.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Did I fucking come all over myself or something?
I'll jerk you off.
Of course, I blew Jamesy off.
The Conti and Kenny program on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Baby, when you left me for another girl, you know you broke my heart and shattered my whole world. We had a love I thought was true. Can't you see, baby, I'm lost without you? 'Cause all I can do is lay around and post pictures of your dick on the internet. All I can do is sit and cry. Is so empty since you've gone away, but last night I found the tux you wore on Valentine's Day. I hugged it tight, it smelled like you. Then I photoshopped the tux onto a picture of your dick, 'cause all I can do is lay around and post pictures of your fancy dick. Tim's tiny dick on the way to a party. Pip, pip. All I can do is sit and cry. All I can do is, I saw you on the street the other day. I smiled and said, hey, Tim, you look good. And you said, stop posting pictures of my dick on the internet, you crazy person. I will sue you for invasion of privacy, you fucking insane bitch. Now all I can do is lay around and post pictures of your dick around your neighborhood like it's a lost puppy. All I can do is sit and cry. Now all I can do is lay around and write lost dick answers to the name Tim's tiny dick. All I can do is cry.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Two guys with regular sized dicks.
Hey, this is Rich Scheider. I've been doing stand-up comedy since 1977. And you're watching the Conte and Kenny Show. You listen to them. Watch them. Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. Do the whole thing. Keep up, people. Keep up.
All right, we're back. It's Conti Kenny Show. It's the phone number. Well, we just have Skype. It's NPN Studios, because that's where we broadcast. We broadcast from the non-productive studio in Clifton, New Jersey. I got Rich Catino here from metalasylum.net.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, again. Man. Fucking anytime you want to come by, dude, hang out.
Thanks.
We can talk more about, we can debate. How about here, real quick question. Better album by Ozzy. Ready? I'll just go two.
Okay.
Blizzard of Oz or Diary of a Madman?
Diary.
I would have to go Diary, too.
Diary.
Diary of a Madman.
I know Blizzard has the hits.
And pretty much just the... I mean, look, you could take out Crazy Train.
Right.
You can take out Crazy Train.
Yeah.
And it's a ridiculous album.
It is.
But Diary is...
Diaries,
like, to me, the song Diary of a Madman is one of his
so
greatest
brilliant
pieces he's ever made.
Yeah, it's
that. Have you ever tried to clean up diarrhea from a madman?
No, I have not. No, because he was holding balloons and a shotgun. I couldn't go near him.
Yeah. It's on his face like war paint.
Shit.
Yeah, you know what? You got to find a good soundtrack for that balloons and handguns thing.
Balloons
like,
and handguns.
Benny Hill, like Yakety Sax or something.
Yeah, man. That's just a... I wish somebody who was like a great cartoonist could take that audio we just did and made like an audio and made like a video of it of like just people in a room with balloons, fucking feathers, and shotguns or handguns.
And I'm picturing a room like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know what I mean? With
right.
the steel on the windows.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just the beds lined up.
I was... You know what? Weird. In my head... It was more of a VFW, but it was locked in. Like, everybody was locked in a VFW.
I was thinking, like, I was picturing, like, Awakenings.
Oh, okay, with De Niro?
Yeah, just like a total insane asylum room.
Oh, okay. Hey, just a quick note. A music legend died, I think, today or yesterday, Lou Reed. And I don't know much about Lou Reed. I always heard one thing about Lou Reed, that he was a dick. I always heard he was a dick to people, but I don't know. I don't really know anything. I don't know much about him. I know, what is it, the Underground?
Velvet Underground.
Velvet Underground. That was his big thing. And of course, he had the one
collaboration.
Huge song.
Collaboration with Metallica, too.
No, I didn't know.
The Lulu album. That was with Lou Reed, wasn't it?
I don't even know.
Possibly. I think I don't know much about him either, but whatchamacallit. I heard the news referred to Lou Reed as revolutionary. Really? That's Western Echo. From what I understand is that he had the, you know, in his 70s, Velvet Underground, he collaborated with a bunch of people. He kind of created a kind of a genre that I'm really not sure about.
Right.
His big tune was, you know, Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
Yeah, so, of course, right.
You know. Also reissued by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yes, a wonderful job by Mark Wahlberg. Wonderful. And the Funky Bunch.
Anybody in the chat room knows more about it, because I know he was back in that scene, the late 60s, early 70s through the mid 70s, kind of grimy, kind of punk rock. You know, you had guys like, the Ramones and Elvis Costello, and mm-hmm. I think it was the New York Dolls and all kinds of shit that were going on. Kind of a punk rock, like a weird scene, you know?
It's weird. And they just showed a picture of, like, Lou Reed, and it must have been a little bit of an older picture, like a newer picture. He looks like Frankie Valli. It's fucking weird. I thought he was Frankie Valli for a second. I don't know much. Do you know much about his music, bro?
Not much.
Yeah,
not
I don't.
Never was a fan.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I liked the song. I mean, it was a cool song. I mean, it's the only thing I really knew by him. Did he have anything other, like any other mainstream hits, Kenny?
I mean, with Velvet Underground stuff, there was a couple of them. But you know what I think Lou Reed more is? And you guys would probably know this on your side of, like, the metal kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's probably... someone that was attached to a movement, you know? Like, you guys might not get it. I don't get it.
Right, it's a little more artistic, I guess.
I might not get, like, an obscure lead singer of a band that you guys knew back in the 80s or something that, you know, never made it. Like a, you know, some kind of a, you know, the beginning of a band. You know, you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be like one of those, like you always, every like one, every couple, whenever they do like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? Mm-hmm. And they put down all these bands, and then all of a sudden,
names, you're like,
you hear
who's
a name
that?
You'd never heard of, you're just like, and then like you go look it up, and you're like, oh, this guy was badass.
Yeah,
he just wasn't
like a songwriter's songwriter or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm guessing that, you know, attaching him to a movement, I think Kenny is a great way of describing it. He kind of seemed like he was that guy that brought up that kind of more mainstream punk, if maybe. I mean, if I could even say that. I don't know. I don't even know how you would describe this.
I don't think it's really connected to punk much.
No.
Aside from Velvet Underground.
No, I think it was just that 70s music scene
in
New York.
Yep.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's just like that's like you could probably have an argument with someone who's a big Lou Reed fan,
mm-hmm.
and go Rob Dukes from Exodus, you know, changed, you know what I mean? You're like, who the fuck is that?
Well, you know? Listen, if you have a lifetime to go around the earth to find that one huge Lou Reed fan, then you can have that discussion with them, you know.
Oh, his biggest fan was probably his mom.
Okay.
Let's go to her scrapbook.
Yeah.
All the clippings.
All the clippings. Oh, Louis, he was such a nice boy. He's from Brooklyn. I wonder if that was his, like, real name. Or
where was he from? Was he from
I think
East
he's
Coast?
In New
Is
York.
He East Coast
I think he's a New York dude. Yeah. Right, Ken?
Yeah, I'm gonna pop him up now.
Are you going to pop him up now? We're going to. I love the bass line to this song. I thought the bass line was... I love bass lines. So it was like... a little saxophone.
Louis Allen.
Yeah, he's a Jew. He's probably a Jew. Louis Allen, how are you?
Louis Allen, Lou Reed, marched 40... was an American rock musician and songwriter. After being guitarist, vocalist, and principal songwriter of the Velvet Underground, his solo career spanned several decades. The Velvet Underground were a commercial failure in the late 1960s, but the group has gained a considerable cult following in the years since its demise and has gone on to become one of the most widely cited and influential bands of the era. See, there you go.
Okay,
hence
so they
Brian
were...
and Eno's famous quote that while the Velvet Underground's debut album only sold 30,000 copies, everyone who bought one of those 30,000 copies started a band.
All right, so they were...
After his departure from the group, Reed began a solo career in 1972. He had a hit following with Walk on the Wild Side and subsequently lacked the mainstream commercial success its chart status seemed to indicate. In 1975, he released a double album of Feedback Loops, Metal Machine Music, upon which he later commented, "No one is supposed to be able to do a thing like that and survive." Okay, yeah, so he was... It all goes back to Velvet Underground.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is.
Why don't
like
you, can you pull up a Velvet Underground song? Let's check it out while we have the music guys here.
And they did, like I said, the collaboration with Metallica, too, that Lulu album.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that, but I didn't know. Let's see. Velvet Underground, full album, self-titled full album, Loaded full album. Jesus, it's all, let's see. Sunday Morning. Let me try this song.
That's the Commodores.
No, not that song, Steve.
I love that tune.
You want me to try something?
Also done by Faith No More.
There's a song. Oh, yeah. It's become one of the most influential and critically launched rock albums, the Velvet Underground song called Heroin.
All right, let's rip this piece of shit apart.
Okay. Jesus. What happened?
Well, fuck him. He's dead, and I don't know what he does.
God, out of nowhere. You have been a mean son of a bitch today.
I know. It feels good.
I wonder if all of his stuff is mellow like this.
Let's
see. Solo-wise.
Says he's a very melodic, poetic kind of cadence to his singing.
Yeah, although ignored on its release, it's been become one of the most influential and critically lauded rock albums in history. Appeared as 13 in the Rolling Stones magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time.
It's probably like Bob Dylan-ish, I guess.
That's what I'm guessing. I see why they call the song Heroin. Go ahead, can you finish the joke?
Don't know just where I'm going.
Because you're on heroin.
Yeah, you're in your mother's closet. Get out. Turn the knob. And take her bathrobe off. The red bathrobe off.
Yeah, and take the bunny suit off, you furry. Because it makes me feel like I'm a man when I put a spike into my vein.
And I tell you things aren't quite the same when I'm. There's that little bit of punk attitude, I guess.
Yeah. Like a more of a mellow
part.
Punk. Yep.
That little part.
And he's also singing in 1971, he's singing about injecting heroin, you know?
Yeah. So.
It's not a bad tune. I could see why it was influential, you know?
Yeah.
Mean?
Yeah, you could see why it probably got people to go, hey, I want to do this. You know, because everybody has.
It probably killed about 1,500 teenagers.
Listen, because anybody wants to get into fucking music. You're kind of a rebel anyway. You're probably the black sheep of family and all that. So they heard this and were like, fucking, we can relate. You know, maybe we're not going to play this exactly, but, you know.
Yeah, this song was the reason Yo-Yo Ma chose the cello.
I don't even know who that is.
A fucking famous cello player.
Well, I figured that, but.
You don't know who Yo-Yo Ma is? That's such a good joke. I'm so disappointed that nobody got it. Such a good reference.
It does sound like a good reference, my friend. Yo-Yo Ma. I thought it was a Brooklyn kid looking for something to eat. That equally as bad of a joke.
We're much worse. Mine wasn't a bad joke. You guys just didn't get it.
Oh, okay. We didn't get it. Mine was just a bad joke.
Yeah.
It's dueling bombings right now.
No, mine was fine. I bet there's people laughing on the other side.
Okay.
Of
I'm sure there are. Okay. All right. I guess I see, you know, he keeps showing Andy Warhol, you know, so it's obvious he's got this connection.
And it was in that same era, yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's,
that kind of late beatnik kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Dylan kind of thing. I appreciate what they did, you know what I mean? There's probably a lot of music that wouldn't even be here, you know?
Wonder if he's in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet.
I don't know.
I believe he is a while ago.
Was he? Yeah.
If not, pretty close.
Because we were just talking about that before.
Yeah, we were talking about how,
the late entries that got in there.
Yeah, like it took.
Or
it
still
took
not
Black,
in there yet.
Yeah, it took Black Sabbath forever to get in. It took Rush forever to get in, you know. And then they were, and a lot of people know this. They need to change the name from Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to Music Hall of Fame. Just change it. Because, you know, there's a lot of pop and hip-hop and R&B that are getting in, and if you just change it to music, it'll shut everybody up and it'll make more sense, you know? But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's in there. Now that he's dead, he'll probably
It sounds like
there.
They're doing the Cheech and Chong Dave bit in the background, doesn't it? The knocking of the door, nothing on there. Dave's not here. Dave's not here. Who? You can't really hear the.
In May 2000, Reed performed before Pope John Paul II at the Great Jubilee Concert in Rome.
The fuck out of here. Really?
In 2000, a new collaboration with Robert Wilson called Poetry was staged at the Thalia Theater in Germany, as with the previous collaboration, Time Rocker.
The Pope? Was digging Lou Reed?
You know what? After this, he's.
I
like
the part with the he was a she, and then she blew me. I like that part. I understand.
I said, hey, big hat. Take a walk on the wild side. Drink some more of that wine. Don't worry, you have more time. I said, hey, Pope. Take a walk on the wild side. Get yourself a black girl and do it, do do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Hey, shit, that's funny.
Said, hey, Pontiff, come do some heroin. I said, hey, Your Excellency, come do some smack now. Do it, to do it, to do it, do it, to do it, do it.
All right. Jesus. That's pretty funny, man. Hey, is I thought are they?
I can sing it in Latin too.
Can you?
All right,
knock it off. Knock it off with the Latin. All right. Oh man, are the girls in the?
Shut up.
Oh boy. Body of Christ.
That's funny. My robes are made of velvet.
I love how he keeps going with it. He's just running with it.
That's why I just let him go until he peters out, and then I'll know to cut the audio there, because this will definitely be on a best of.
Formerly known as Lewis Aldom. Oh, boy. Some of your songs are good, but I don't get it.
Oh my God, that's so great, man. Holy shit.
You were just riding the coattails of everybody you collaborated with.
Don't ruin it.
I know. I'm sorry.
Finish on a high note. Finish on a high note, all right? Don't ruin the bit.
Well, I'm going to see you pop up now. You're dead.
Shit, dude. God damn, that's funny, bro. You wanted to mention something about Blackfish, the special?
Yeah, I don't know. It's nothing big. It'll only take a minute. But God,
My girlfriend knows about it, and she didn't want to watch it because she doesn't like the way they treat the animals.
Well, the big thing is you know the orca whales. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Killer whales. You know, as the brilliant thing is that they're in the same kind of dolphin family, the mammals that are brilliant, brilliant species, both of them. And one of the things I found is they're talking about, you know, the Sea World, and a lot of it is former trainers that left because they would because there was shit going on where they were like covering it up. Don't let anybody know this guy died. Don't let anybody know this guy bit this one. You know, there was really no safety factors. It was just they were using these animals as show, you know, as a show. And basically the biggest thing I came from it was that they analyzed the brains of these mammals. And they're wondering, you know, there's never been, I don't think there's ever been, they said maybe not ever has there been a mention of a killer whale doing anything to a human in the wild. You know what I mean? It's right. Not like a shark or something, mm-hmm. like that. It's,
right.
You know, when was the last time you heard a human getting killed by a dolphin?
Right.
You know, their vocalization, their social activities, their family connections. You know, when a mother births a son, they stay with her forever. They're in a family pod. You know, it really, really was interesting. Even more than dolphins, almost. You know, dolphins have vocalization. They're now saying that dolphins may actually have names.
Really?
Certain clicks and certain things that they're trying to track down of people go, hey, like, hey, Mike, where are you? Like, I'm over here by the coral.
Marino.
But
I didn't know how to make a dolphin sound.
Yeah, it was a Jetsons car.
Laces out. Sorry.
Funny. Thanks for Torah reference.
Thank you.
You made a movie reference.
A little movie reference.
But now they analyze the orca's brain, and there's a part of the brain that I believe is for communication, and almost it's by part of the limbic system, where it's knowing right or wrong, which is almost it's almost three quarters the size of what it is in a human brain.
Okay.
So the limbic system, that's why when you take Xanax for anxiety and stuff, your limbic system is not telling so much right from wrong, but fear, right from wrong, it kind of puts you, it numbs it, the receptors to put it at an even keel. That's why people take Xanax. Now, this part of the orca's brain is probably three times the size of ours, which has the same capacity, like a pachyderm, like an elephant, or, you know, a smarter mammal that has memory, has face recognition. But what I thought of was they're wondering, there's never been a situation where someone's been eaten by an orca in the wild.
Okay.
So what you basically do is when you take these orcas and you bring them into a tank, you basically make fucking Hyatt in Maui or SeaWorld is basically an insane asylum for orcas. Do you got what I'm saying? They basically take these beautiful, smart, family-loving,
right,
communicating animals, take them out of the wild, and then put them in a tank.
Yep.
So eventually they're going to go apeshit, just like you would
with
a human being.
Yeah,
you
put or like the way the elephants, when those elephants go nuts in the circus, and they just go on a stampede and just go around just stomping on cars and flinging people all over the place.
Exactly.
They've had enough.
You have animals in the wild, like the Galapagos Islands and very remote islands that have wildlife, and they see a human, and they'll walk right up to you because they've never been killed by humans. You go to a pack, a family of elephants in Africa, and they'll fucking stand off because there's guys fucking shooting them for ivory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they've already been trained. When they see humans, it's bad. And then when you put these orcas in this tank, you basically are breeding a psychosis, a crazy animal. You know, a 5-ton or whatever it is, 1-ton crazy fucking whale.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I just thought it was really interesting that, you know, people are like, oh, these are mean beasts and shit. And they're not. They're fucking family caring. I mean, they eat little baby cute seals, but they're hungry. They need a little snack. That's all they got. Yeah, you know what I mean? But besides for eating baby seals, whatchamacallit? You know, they're just brilliant, brilliant animals. Hold on a second. Weston Echo. I wouldn't put an orca in a tank. Not a good idea to arm natural predators. Just saying. Yeah, sure. You're arming with their ability to kill everybody that they want to with giant teeth. And they have such cute white tongues. Looks like a little baked, a little canned ham that sticks out there, and you just throw a little fishy in there.
You think?
Yeah. But it really is, and a lot of people aren't getting it. It's a lot of these whalers in Japan and stuff. There's really, really got to be something happening because they're trapping these pods, and it basically when you see a Japanese fishing boat corral these dolphins into a into like a almost like a port, almost like a bay, and it's just a massacre. And it's they're crying. They actually
there was a movie about that.
One vocalization they had of a whale.
What's it called?
Was actually a vocalization. You know?
No. Rich was saying there was a movie about that.
The documentary that was shot about that.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, absolutely.
In Japan.
Absolutely.
I forgot what the name it was called, but they did do a film about it and everything.
Yeah. Where it was just it's something with blood.
They show everything.
It was called with blood or
they had to do
like
it
that.
Like very undercover and everything, too, because they were getting threatened by the natives there, the people that live there and stuff.
Yeah, fishermen. The Japanese fishermen. Yep, they were whatchamacallit? Almost, you know, you're almost going to get shot,
yeah.
You know, but it was very secretive.
Yep.
But it was just this mass massacre this massacre of whales. It's really interesting when you start thinking about, you know, the ability to communicate. You know, they went one way in evolution and whatnot, or grand design, whatever you like, and we went the other way, but we have the same brains. We're mammals. We have the same insides, you know what I mean? The same liver. There's not much difference between us, you know. They have a sphincter on the top of their head. We have one under our ass.
Right, yeah.
I mean, we breathe out of it differently, you know.
Yeah,
both makes funny noises.
Yeah, and there's not too many umbrellas stuck in the blowhole of theirs while they go into the doctor's office to try to go get it removed.
Jim in the chat room, Yeah, Mermaids, The Untold Story. I believe that's what it was called. That's 100% real and not a fake documentary. Sure, sure. That's the one. You got that one right.
Shit.
But I just thought it. I found it really, really interesting.
Yeah.
Like I said, there was this one orca that was trying to vocalize, and basically they had never. I don't think they had ever heard it before, but it was a long. They heard it before, but only in the wild. It was a long range vocalization. It was like a long distance call.
Right.
And the orca was freaking out, but it was just trying to call its family. You know what I mean? And yeah. he's inside this tank in the fucking, you know, Sea World.
Yeah, no, fucking doing tricks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know? And they're wondering, like, why'd they pull the trainer down all the way to the bottom of the 80-foot tank?
Yeah.
Oh, he was just playing. No, he wanted her to die.
Yeah,
because he wouldn't leave her.
For entertainment, you know, it's not like it's a horse, and you know, it's a horse carrying people back in the day, or you know, it's for fucking to entertain rubes. You know, it's like, why don't we just stop with the carnival shit already?
Yeah, the orca was basically like, stop, I'm sick of doing flips for you,
yeah.
All right? You're an asshole cunt. Get off my forehead. I don't want to do these tricks anymore.
Exactly.
And stop feeding me cold, wet, dead fish.
Yeah, exactly, for these fucking morsels. You know, look at the size of me, you know? The fucking thing weighs, you know, they weigh like tons, and they're giving them a fucking, here's
Twix.
A handful. Yeah. Yeah, here's a Twix bar. Yeah,
of
thanks.
Dead of Twix, somebody else licked the caramel coating off, and you only get that wet stick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Usually, when your nieces get older, that's what you're stuck with. They'll eat the chocolate and the caramel off, and they're like, "Take a bite." And it's all just soggy Twix stick, soggy Twix graham cracker. It's disgusting. You have to eat it. You have to eat it because you don't want to insult your nieces, because they're babies and are very influenced.
Jesus.
It's gross.
Well,
it's the same thing with soggy Cheerios. You just put it right up to your face. Yeah,
dude.
Eat this, Uncle Kenny. It's stuck to my hand because I've been slobbering all over for an hour. Have a bite, you jerk off.
Dude, my girlfriend brought home peanut butter flavored Cheerios.
Any good?
They were fucking amazing. I don't eat cereal that much, and she brought them home. And she was like, oh, her son. She brought him home for her son. Dude, I fucking had a... Dude, I haven't had a bowl of cereal in like 2 years. Dude, it was delish. I just got to tell you. To die for.
Never had them before.
It's brand new.
Brand new.
Never heard of it before. Peanut butter Cheerios.
What, Western Echo. Peanut butter flavored Cheerios? How fucking high was she?
Oh, no, dude. It was. She probably was. She should not go shopping when she's high. But yeah, dude, it was good. Western Echo.
But gotta
try it.
Yeah, the research and development at Cheerios is like, just go smoke a bunch of pot and come up with a new recipe.
Exactly.
And they're like, all right, man. All right. I mean, Cheerios, man, you gotta put like a lot of sugar. And baby's like, man, but what can we? Let's put like honey and nut in there, man. Honey's good. We'll put some honey and some nuts in there, man. We can't have whole nuts, man. We just got to grind the nuts up, but it'll be good, man. What else? Oh, man. Maybe like spaghetti sauce. No, man. No. We can't do that. That's stupid, man. You know, that's probably how they invented cereal. You know what
I mean? I don't know, but cereal is a complete and utter scam. The amount of money that they charge for cereal, because they know that the kids want it, so it's just ridiculous how much money they know it too. They absolutely know that the people that they'll pay for it because they know that their kids.
I guess I forget who was on the show, but they knew about Kaboom. Kaboom back in the early 80s when you were on welfare. That was one of the cereals that they sent you in the mail.
Wait a minute, what's Kaboom? There was a video Atari game, Kaboom.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, but this was if you... I'm gonna...
I don't know what the welfare thing is. I feel good.
Cool. Yeah, it was Kaboom cereal. Yeah, if you Google
Kaboom cereal. Holy shit, I got to check this out.
That must have been 100% sugar.
Oh, they took it off the market because people were getting sick. They were
get out.
The kids were turning like the color of the cereal as they were vomiting.
Hold on, let me see. Oh my God, dude, it's a creepy clown on this cereal. And the cereals look like honeycomb, but they have creepy, they look like dead bodies. Like they look like dead skulls, like dead faces. They're fucking, dude, come here. Take a look at this, bro. Look at these fucking.
Yeah, that was a welfare cereal.
Horrible. Oops, wait a minute, hold on. Let me just go back. Go to images. Watch this. Look at this cereal. And look at them. Oh, they look like creepy smiley.
Yeah.
This is awful.
That's high octane sugar there.
100% minimum daily requirements of vitamin sugar. And irons in 1 ounce sugary oat cereal with marshmallow stars. I would love to see the side of the box and see how much sugar is actually in these fucking things.
Yeah, it's just scary clown faces.
You remember that, huh, bro?
Absolutely. Kaboom, absolutely. And then I'll never forget the song. It was, hello, my name is Crispy. How do you do? Crispy Critters cereal, it's entirely new. It's indubitably delicious.
Wait a minute. What's
Crispy Critters.
Crispy cereal. Critters, hold on. Crispy Critters?
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before.
Crispy Critters, but hold on. Crispy Critters. Let me see if there's maybe under YouTube. Let me try to YouTube. Maybe we can get the commercial real quick, because that sounds like they're doing like a Jimmy Durante. Right?
Yeah, no? Absolutely.
YouTube. Crispy Critters. Commercial. Here we go. Let's see. 1980s, kind of, you think?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Let's see. There's a little kid here.
Oh, here comes Crispy Critters, a good wholesome bunch. The low sugar cereal with lots of crunch.
Indubitably.
Most Crispy Critters cereal is part of a balanced breakfast. Cha-cha-cha.
You can get a free special edition golden book right on Mark Box's The Post Crispy Critters cereal. Two fun adventures of Crispy and his pals.
Did he say free? Indubitably.
Fucking dig out a Jimmy Durante. You think that was actually Jimmy Durante? Because I think he was still alive in the 80s, wasn't he?
I don't know. Let me take a look.
Wow. Let's see if there's another one. Hold on. Original animated Crispy.
You know, he probably sang it. Look at the nose on the thing.
Let's see. Yeah, there's a...
Look at the nose on that puppet.
I don't think the Crispy Critters commercial. This dude, there's a bunch of them, man. They were in around from the 60s. Wow. Jesus. So was that like a real sweet white trash cereal also?
No. Crispy Critters was regular. Yeah, that was regular.
Oh, okay.
But Kaboom was like they had it out for a little while and was off the market. In the early 80s. Like it was Red Dye number 5 was like making kids have seizures.
Well, dude, we got out, dude. We're fucking... We're about to get the hell out of here.
Sabbath there?
Yeah, this is our ending music. Yeah.
This is
Junior's...
this is from...
Here's Lou Reed's ending music. Sleep well, Louie.
All right, well.
Why am I so mean today?
I don't know, but I love it. I think that's what the episode's going to call. I'm going to call it Mean Kenny. Rich, man, thanks for coming by, dude.
Thanks for having me and letting me talk about the asylum a little bit, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Check out his website. It's metalasylum.net. And find you, it's Metal Asylum USA on Twitter, right?
Twitter, yeah.
And then also you got a Facebook page.
Yeah. Yes.
Very cool, yep. Man. Check it out if you're into, 80s up until now, metal,
right.
Interviews.
There's a lot of current stuff up there, too. Current bands, new bands. It's not a retro thing. I mix it up.
Great, man. Know? Thanks for coming, dude.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate
it.
Yeah,
nice talking to you, too,
and I think it was much better when, once Mike left, I think the show went much smoother. All right. Let's just do the plugs real quick so we can get the hell out of here. Our Twitter accounts, the Conti and Kenny Show, it's at CNK Show. My Twitter is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Also, subscribe to both the podcasts, the regular show, Conti Kenny Show, and also subscribe to Conti and Kenny Shorts. You can do it both on iTunes, or you can go to ContiandKenny.com, or you can go to MoreLikeRadio.com. Get my DVD, or you can get you can just get the audio. You can download it on iTunes or CD Baby. It's called Happiness. And a couple of friends of the show, Dave Cyrus's website, GodHatesBrickStone.com, really funny. James's comedy fucking clubs all over New Jersey, JJComedy.com.
Real quick, Joe, yeah. I got a text message from my friend Mike. LOL, haven't listened to the show in a while. I tune in and I hear about fat black chicks gargling cream.
That's what the website is. Our new sponsor, Kenny, it's blackgirlsgarglingcream.com. That's our new website.
Yeah, give me a stiffy. I don't know if I have coffee anymore.
Yeah. life-forever.com. That's our pal DeChrome. That's his website for his comic. And also some podcasts that we are friends with, besides everybody on More Like Radio. Metal Breakfast Radio, our pal Dave and Donovan. Unlearn with Rich and Tony on Tuesday nights.
If they were gargling cream by the coffee machine, I should have been chock full of nuts.
Ho, ho. Hey, Unlearned.
Hey, you come to Maxwell's house, you know what you're going to get.
Shut up. Shut up. Come to Maxwell's house. Unlearned-TV. Check out Joe Fernandez's podcast, the I Don't Know Joe Show. Also, check out the It's All About Me podcast with Howls and Rorschach. And also my friend Benny Michaels, his podcast, which is called Pod Cheese. All right, we're out of here, Kenny. I'll talk to you later. Rich, thanks again for coming in.
All right, guys, thanks.
Right, afterwards, Lust and Love coming up next.
Yeah, Lust and Love coming up next on MoreLikeRadio.com. We're out of here. See you guys next week. Peace.
Oh, goodbye. Oh.
See you next week.